over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, we have created a brand new celebration. Last week, we conducted Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Beer Tasting Maneuvers. We selected 45 beers, initially 44, and then for the 45th president, a mega special selection. Well, we only got to 8. So consequently, we have 37 more beers that we have to get to. So being the 5-star general, global general, and alpha male in chief, with incredible decisive decision-making power, remember, every good general not only has a backup plan, but a tertiary plan. My plan was, as soon as we finished broadcast maneuvers last week, we would continue for Cigar November Fest Mega Beer Tasting Maneuvers, record the show while we had our special guests here, and that's exactly what we're doing. Long Ash greetings and salutations, a Long Ash snappy salute, Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure, long live the Alpha, make America great again, make masculinity great again, screw the enemies of pleasure, and I welcome you to the first ever celebration of Cigar Novemberfest. As I mentioned, we had so much to talk about regarding the background of beer and the styles of beer and how to properly serve beer and get into the 8 beers that we sampled with our special guest, who I will introduce momentarily, that we just ran out of time. And I said, wait a minute. If you think I'm going to let 37 beers go to waste, you got another thing coming. I am drooling. My mouth is foaming to be able to sample some of these incredible beers. So, we are conducting for the first time ever in the 24-and-a-half-year history of the Cigar Dave Show, Cigar Novemberfest. Now, last week, we talked all about the beer, history of beer, styles of beer, lagers, ales, stouts, porters. If you missed any of that, go to CigarDave.com, go to our mobile app, and you will be able to listen to that show in its entirety. We're going to spend this entire 2 hours on tasting 37 great beers. It is my pleasure to welcome Tim Schachten, the head brewmaster of Eulalie Spring Brewery, downtown Cigar City, Tampa. Tim, great to have you back, and I appreciate you staying over after we taped last week. You said, let's do another show, and that's what we're doing.
Well, thank you for having me on again, sir. It's just this horrendous torture of cigars and beer. I can't stand it.
It's atrocious. It's an outrage. And we've got our host. We've got Tommy D'Addio. Tommy D, the general manager of the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa and senior executive vice president for spirits procurement, not only for the Davidoff Store and Lounge in the Cigar City, but the 3 great Corona cigar stores and lounges in Orlando. Tommy D, when we were doing our last show live, you were so busy with various Texas whiskey reps coming in and wine reps, you couldn't even join us.
No, I'm a busy man.
Anything good that we're going to be sampling down the road?
Possibility some well foolproof we're getting in. So.
All right, I saw you had some Texas whiskeys, bourbons.
Yeah.
How were those?
I'm not a big fan.
Not so much. All right, not so much. Well, let's talk about beers. Tommy, I know you're not really a what I call super beer connoisseur.
No.
But you know enough about beer.
I taste enough of it that I can appreciate the difference between the craft beers and...
Now, you carry what I would consider a limited high-end selection here because...
Yep.
A number of the beers that we are going to be, we've got Presidente, which is very popular, Cigar City, Maduro, we're going to be sampling. You also have, I think...
Placentia's Freedom Tower.
We have Freedom Tower, which we talked about. Love that beer. They've done a great job. Carlos Padron and the Placentia family down in Doral. But you also have a Belgian beer that we're going to get to. The name escapes me. Tim, I know you would know the name.
Chimay?
Chimay.
Yes.
Six cents.
Chimay. Big, mm-hmm. That's a big seller.
Yeah, we do very well with it.
And what is the number one seller of all the beers you have here?
Stella.
Stella Artois. Mm-hmm. Really? Then what follows that?
Nick Ultra after that. Oh, Anheuser-Busch.
Really? Mm-hmm. Bud Light?
Yeah.
No kidding. I would think with people enjoying premium cigars, they want more of a craft.
You got a World of Beer right down the block. I'm not going to compete with World of Beer.
Yeah, that's true. They've got tons of mega beers. Well, they're not going to be able, World of Beer cannot compete with our mega selection here. Now, we started off. We had eight beers last week during Cigar Oktoberfest. For Cigar Novemberfest, we are going to enjoy 37 different beers, if my math is correct. So let's go through what we are going to enjoy. Let's talk about what we had last week, the Samuel Adams Oktoberfest, the Hofbrauer Original Helles, the Foster's International Pale Lager from Australia, the Eulalie Q Beer Oktoberfest Lager, Funky Buddha Bonita Applebum, Ithaca Apricot Wheat Ale, the Tank Freedom Tower Amber Ale, the Anderson Valley Salted Caramel Porter. We had eight of those. That's what we left off at. Now let's tell you what we're going to be starting off with and the list during Cigar Novemberfest. Bud Light. Okay, I'm not going to get that excited about Bud Light. Still a very big selling beer across the country. I just like more complexity. But we're going to start off with Bud Light. Then Yingling Traditional Lager, made here in Tampa and also in Pennsylvania. Presidente Light from the Dominican, Shipyard Pumpkinhead from Portland, Maine, Scuttlebutt Hoptopia IPA. We're going to the Great White North, eh? Molson Canadian Lager. That'll be fantastic, eh? Then we'll have from Duclaw Brewery, Sweet Baby Jesus and Sweet Baby Java. Coors Banquet, the Eulalie Green Cannonball IPA, a Tampa-style IPA. Samuel Adams Boston Ale, the Stone Arrogant Bastard Ale. From Ireland, we go to Smittix Red Ale. We'll have the Monday Night Brewing Blind Pirate Blood Orange IPA. From Hawaii, Maui Pineapple Mana. We'll have the Sun Brewer Graffiti Orange, a Creamsicle Wheat Ale. Samuel Smith's Organic Chocolate Stout. The Brayon Brewhouse Cranbethia, a whiskey-aged Imperial Stout. The Colombe Hard Cold Brew Coffee, kind of a infused beer coffee. Maui Coconut Haiwa, which is a porter. The Chimay Six Sense, a Belgian ale. From France, the Cronenberg 1664. From Russia, we bring you Baltica 4. Very, very suspicious. In fact, I believe Boris and Natasha will be joining us for Baltic 4 tasting. Then we go to Germany for the Spaten Oktoberfest Marzen. To Iceland, Einstock Icelandic Toasted Porter. We'll have the Eulalie Crown Jewel, a limited-release honey lager. The Leinenkugels, or Leinenkugels Canoe Paddle Kolsch. From the tank down in Miami, the La Playalita, a hop-accented Pilsner. The Brewhound Brewhouse Mechanical Turk, a spiced coffee milk stout. Then we'll have the Goodwood Bourbon Barrel Ale. Funky Buddha Vibin' Groovin' Lager. The New City Mule. The Brewbus You're My Boy Blue, a blueberry wheat ale. The Coastal Empire Coco Pina Goza, a sour beer. The Flamingo Nitro. The Flamingo, let's see, it's a berry-infused nitro. And then we'll have the Funky Buddha Key Lime Pie, which, again, just the name of that started to make me drool. And we'll wrap it up with the MAGA President number 45, Donald J. Trump special, the Cigar City Maduro. Good pick.
Yeah.
I think he would say, that is fantastic. It's the best beer I've ever had. It's huge.
He's making Rock Brothers now beer, right? That's what I heard.
Who is?
Jerry Ratner from Cigar City.
That I'm not aware of. That I'm not aware.
He's involved with that now.
All right, so without any further delay, Tim, if you would be so kind, first up we have Bud Light. Let's talk about Bud Light. It's your basic American-style lager. It's not going to blow you away. It's a cool, refreshing beer. It's pretty light. Nothing. I think this is one of the bigger selling beer. What's the number one selling beer, Tommy?
I think it's Bud Light, isn't it?
Is it Bud Light?
It is. Followed by I want to say Miller Light.
Yeah.
Mick Ultra's come up in that game.
Now, that is Mick Ultra a non-alcoholic beer?
No, it's alcohol.
It is alcohol.
94 calories for a 12-ounce serving with the Ultra. And the we have an Ultra on tap at Eulalie.
The carbs are low is why people drink the
Mick Ultra. So an Ultra beer is what, just a lower-calorie, low-carb beer?
And low carbs, very low carbs in a Mick Ultra.
Gotcha. Well, we'll say cheers. This is, again, this is almost a straw yellow, I would say. In fact, this could be misconstrued. If you went to the doctor and he asked for a certain sample, the color looks very similar to what you may expel, if you know what I mean, in terms of a certain sample. But this is a very light straw color, and this is a lager.
Light American lager.
Light American lager.
Very difficult to execute.
Really?
Yes, and it's the beer that made St. Louis famous. There's no doubt about it. I mean,
why is it difficult to execute a lager like this?
Well, there's not a lot of ingredients. So if you're if you make a mistake, boy, it's you're ripping your chest open and laying your skill set bare.
Water,
malt, hops, yeast, hops. Water. In this case, I want to say rice.
Really?
Yeah. Rice.
What does the rice do? Make it a little milder?
It deletes the palate pretty much.
I would say again, this is to me what I would consider a vanilla beer. Doesn't taste like vanilla, but it's like vanilla. It's a number one seller. Many people like it. It's like cigars. I don't criticize anybody for saying I like this beer. That I like a more complex beer, especially with the newer crafts and IPAs and sophisticated lagers out there. But this is a great beer if you want something cool and refreshing on a hot day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really, again, it's a big seller. I don't think a lot of the retailers make big money on this. They use it in many cases as a loss leader to just bring people into their stores. So, again, Bud Light, it's a light straw color, very mild. I would just consider this a vanilla beer. But if you want something cold and refreshing that's light, have a Bud Light. Next, we go to Yuengling Traditional Lager. Now, Yuengling bought the Anheuser-Busch Brewery here in Tampa next to Busch Gardens. And Yuengling has been around for a long time. I think they were the first brewery in the United States.
Yeah, the oldest American brewery.
Yeah, as I look at this. So the oldest brewery, Pennsylvania and in Florida, they have their breweries. This is considered an American amber or a red lager. Would you concur, Tim?
I would, because you could definitely taste the amber on the end of the beer.
All right. As we look at it, yep, it's not red, but it's got that golden hue. Definite note, I'm definitely getting that maltiness on the nose. Very different than the, we'll say cheers.
Cheers to you,
very
sir.
Very different than the Bud Light. Take a sip. Yeah, I mean, to me, it's, you know, malty taste. Not my favorite.
They've taken a lot of Sam Adams' market, the Boston Lager. Yuengling has.
To me, the Boston Lager is far better.
I know,
far tastier.
But the price is... It's cheaper as well.
It's a very
Thomas,
well-made beer.
You get what you pay for.
Of course, but most people don't realize that.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, again, it's got the malty notes. I consider the Boston Lager, personally, more flavorful.
Of course.
But this is different. This is not your typical Bud Light. A little bit more flavor. If a Bud Light on a scale of 1 to 10 is a 1.5, 10 being the strongest, this would be about a 2.5, somewhere along the lines. Have you ever toured their factory here, Tim?
I have. And,
their brewery?
The Yuengling team is just an excellent squad of brewers. And you're talking about a five-generation family. Mr. Yuengling has several daughters that run the operation. And you're talking about quantifying a lifetime of brewing over many generations. It's a beautiful thing. And I happen to really like that amber kiss at the end. And the one thing to note about Yuengling is it's got a great price point. You know, a lot of people, when they walk up and down a grocery store shelf, they're looking at, well, I'm going to get a suitcase of lager because my brother's having a barbecue.
Yep.
He's good for six or seven. I'm good for five or six.
Yep. That's why they buy it.
And then they'll go up and they'll pick a six-pack of whatever is local. And that's how most craft beer enthusiasts do it.
I'd say their beer is better than their PR team. Their PR team is beyond incompetent, probably the worst in the beer industry I've ever seen. And I'll just leave it at that, so screw them. Next up. Next up, we go to Presidente Light. Now, so many cigars made in the Dominican. Presidente has become a very popular beer here, and at one time, one of the big cigar manufacturers,
Guillermo Leon,
owned the. They owned Presidente, and I think they had the Miller or Budweiser franchise down in the Dominican Republic, and they sold it for a big buck. So this is a Pilsner-style beer. So, Tim, let's talk about what is a Pilsner, very European.
German brewer, ironically, invented the Pilsner style, and it happened in the early 1800s. So you're talking about the Czech region where the Pilsen River is, and a very soft, delicate malt, floral, spicy hops. Excellent style. Again, lager yeast, so it's difficult to execute, requires a lot of cold storage. And most of these light Pilsner styles that are reached out around the world are they were built by German brewers. There are a lot of people from Germany, including my great-great-grandfather, exported the lager yeast and brought it to the States. And, you know, you had to execute it, and most people couldn't do it.
Well, this has a yeasty aroma on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely can smell that yeast style. Not malty. It's a very distinct aroma. I will say cheers.
Cheers.
We'll take
you.
A sip here.
On the whole, I think it's
balanced. Very smooth.
Balanced. Very balanced.
Yeah. Smooth, balanced, not hoppy at all. Not hoppy. And I'll tell you, to me, it's got a slight citrus note to it.
Mm-hmm.
Very slight citrus note. Very pleasant. So the Presidente, very popular beer. I know when I was down in the Dominican Republic, that's the number one beer everywhere you go. Presidente Light, or Presidente the Bill. The great beer. We're going to dump that in there. And next up, we go to, let's see, so far we've had three that we've sampled. Now we go to Portland, Maine, Shipyard Pumpkinhead Ale. I had the privilege of touring and being hosted by the Shipyard Brewery up in Portland, Maine. Very unique story. Great beer. Right in downtown Portland. This is a very crisp, refreshing wheat ale. And they were really one. I think their claim to fame was the pumpkin. It is. They get a premium price for it. And as I look at this, it's got almost a orangey hue in color. So we'll put orange hue in color on my tasting notes.
It almost smells like pumpkin spice pack right out of a can as you open it and smell it, because you got a little bit of natural pumpkin and you got some spice as well.
Definite pumpkin spice aroma. We will say cheers.
Cheers.
As we sample our fourth beer during this Cigar November Fest celebration. Oh, this is nice.
Yes.
This is just a very, just a pleasant, just a pumpkin. I'm going to call this a pumpkin spice bomb, loaded with autumn sweetness.
It's hard to do pumpkin beer. You can really go over the top.
Right.
And this is very well made.
I was going to say, because you've got to have a balance between the amount of pumpkin and also any spices, cloves, anything you may put in there, cinnamon. It can start to taste like a soda instead of a beer.
And, of course, people release pumpkin beers in August now.
Absolutely. I started seeing them early. And I think that's because of the demand. People love them so much that they go all the way. I see them until December. They're that good. All right. So we have got the Bud Light we sampled, the Yuengling Traditional Lager, the Presidente Light, and the Shipyard Pumpkinhead. And I tell you, I have to give the Shipyard Pumpkinhead a 5-star, because for a pumpkin beer, I think they're the best of the best.
It's drinkable.
Drinkable. You know
it's
who else does a great one? Is Southern Tier Brewery.
Yes.
Up just south of Buffalo. They do a magnificent pumpkin. They do a mocha that's off the charts. Great brewery up there that I've toured as well. We featured them on the show. All right, so next up, and I should say Tim Shackton, head brewmaster of Eulalie, assisting us today, our special expert color commentator, we have from Scuttlebutt Brewing Company, the Hoptopia Imperial India Pale Ale, Everett, Washington. And, you know, it's funny. When you think about Washington State, I don't really think about beer, but they do have a lot of craft breweries up there.
Lots of hops.
That's right. That's
lots of hops.
Why is the Pacific Northwest loaded with hops? Is it the soil, the air, the climate?
It's everything. It's the altitude. It's the freeze hours that are required on the rhizome of the hop.
What is a rhizome?
Well, it's kind of like a root.
The root.
Yeah.
Got it.
And you're talking about a whole community that's centered around one of the main raw materials in beer. So there's a lot of breweries up there that are coming out with wet hopped beers and IPAs. It's very IPA centered in that community.
Well, I would say just the mere fact that it's called Hoptopia, this is going to be an extremely hoppy beer. Now, what is I don't know what an India Pale Ale is. What's an Imperial India Pale Ale?
Imperial signifies a larger gravity or alcohol. So if you're going to go higher in alcohol, then you're going to qualify it as Imperial.
All right, fantastic. So this is going to be a lot of flavor. Now, I'm looking at this. This is a dark, I mean, this almost is really dark amber, almost like a red ale in color.
It could be could be many reasons for that. Addition of caramelized malts. Perhaps they boiled a long time in the kettle and it caramelizes.
Almost a copper
beer.
Color.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll say cheers on this one. Can't
cheers.
Wait to try this.
Absolutely.
Wow, this has got a really hoppy aroma with some notes of almost citrus, like the Citra hops, perhaps.
Citra is definitely in there. Lots of citrus.
Oh.
Lots of just a
grapefruit, orangey. You get that hoppiness. It's got to be on the IBU scale at least a 70. Got to be.
It's up there. And remember that you might have a high IBU on the label, but the higher your alcohol content goes, the less you discern the bitterness.
This is 8% alcohol by volume, so this is big.
Yeah, it's a strong beer. I mean, think about it. One of these beers is equivalent to 3 Mick Ultras, you know? So you're close to 3.
Really?
Yeah, so when you drink IPAs, boy, you better be ready to pace yourself. It's a good beer with a cigar, the IPA style.
Well, and to me, I'm not a big beer drinker, I will say that. I'm not on any spirit. I don't drink for quantity, I drink for quality. So to me, I'll take a nice little snifter like we have here, and I'll have a bottle over a period of maybe an hour and a half. I'm in no rush. I drink it almost like it's cognac.
And remember, when it warms up in the glass, it takes on many different flavor characteristics. I like to start out beer cold, and if it's a high-gravity beer, just kind of sit back and relax and enjoy the evening and see how it goes.
All right, my tasting notes for the Scuttlebutt Hoptopia, dark amber copper color, noticeable citrus taste with discernible hoppiness.
Hop-driven citrus, yes.
Yep, very, very nice. Very. I tell you what, to me, for an IPA, this is a 5-star selection all the way.
Excellent.
Outstanding. All right, so we have got, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 beers. We're doing a total of, 37? So we've got 32 beers to go. We're right on pace. It is Cigar November Fest, continuing Oktoberfest maneuvers from last week.
Check out the all-new CigarDave.com. Get info on the cigars and libations the General enjoys during the show. Get recipes from the Pooch Pit and drink cocktails, too. You can listen to the show on our 24/7 stream or download the latest podcast to listen to anytime. Get it all at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharrow, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Lemons, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and the lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Well, as we sample our 37 beers for Cigar Novemberfest, a carryover of last week's beer mega tasting maneuvers, Cigar Oktoberfest spills into Cigar Novemberfest. I'm not complaining, and you shouldn't complain. More opportunity to enjoy great beers, and I'm going to enjoy a fantastic cigar. For our October 2019 Officers Club selection, we featured the A.J. Fernandez sampler. An A.J. Fernandez Last Call Habano, a nice, small, cortica-sized cigar that A.J. hands out to his guests that are staying at his Casablanca house by the factory. It also featured an A.J. Fernandez San Latano Requiem Habano with a rare Brazilian Habano wrapper. Only two manufacturers in the world get that. And lastly, the A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf. the newest edition of Broadleaf, featuring a deep, dark Connecticut Broadleaf Maduro wrapper surrounding Nicaraguan fillers, medium-bodied hints of espresso, pepper, occasional chocolate. It is a delightful cigar, and I have pulled out the Churchill, 7 inches in length, 52 ring gauge, about an $8, $9 suggested retail cigar. It is delightful all the way, a Connecticut Broadleaf wrapper, beautiful, rich, and dark, nice packaging on the band, and it's got beautiful fillers from Nicaragua from AJ's Farms. And that's what I will enjoy today for Cigar Novemberfest.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
You know, it seems like just minutes ago I was conducting litation maneuvers. It's amazing. But that was a week ago as we continue Cigar Novemberfest, self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine in hand.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, our 37th selection today, beer selection, and 45th overall, is in honor of President Donald J. Trump. We're calling it the MAGA selection. And I've got the Mala Lighter, the Make America Lightate. Again, great for great flames. Big tank. That's what I will use today on this magnificent-looking A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf Maduro.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Outstanding, as I will toast the foot of this A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf. And I should welcome back Tim Schachten, the head brewer, head brewmaster at Eulalie Spring Brewery in the Eulalie Restaurant, downtown Tampa, Cigar City. Tim, how long have you been a cigar connoisseur?
Boy, I've since I was in the Corps, many, many years. I love a good stick.
Well, the number one and two requested items from members of our military serving overseas, coffee, cigars. Because the coffee, I understand, is terrible on base or in the forward theater of operations. And cigars they love gives them a sense of being back home. And, you know, they can be in a foxhole and light up a cigar, and they get a little bit of pleasure being in some rough spots.
They're highly valuable out in the field, for that, sure.
That's right. And we have, it's amazing the number of listeners and even Officers Club members we have that are on bases across the globe. So a special shout out to them, and we of course thank them for their service. A long ash snappy salute to all of them. And Veterans Day coming up very soon. We celebrate that appropriately on the Cigar Dave Show. All right.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst quenching libationary maneuvers.
We're going to go to the Great White North, eh? Some Molson Canadian lager, eh? Now you got Labatt's, eh? You got your Molsons. There we go. Here's some appropriate music.
Every birthday, Christmas, my true love gave to me beer.
This is Doug and Bob, isn't it? Or Bob and Doug?
Every day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks and a beer.
I mean, in Canada, you give them beer, and you give them Tim Hortons Timbits or a Harvey's Hamburger, eh? And they're happy. All right, Molson Canadian. This is the equivalent of, like, I would say, Budweiser in the United States. It's a popular beer. Labatt's Blue, Molson Canadian, I believe, are the two biggest selling biggest selling beers in Canada. And again, this is a lager, and we'll say cheers on that. Again, very light color, definite notes of malt and yeast on the nose. It's delightful. I mean, not overpowering in flavor, but as you said, Tim, it's hard to make a good lager.
It is, and definitely Canadian malt accentuates this beer. There's no doubt about it. There's a difference.
Really?
Yeah, you know, it's just a different growing region, and, you know, they're different terroir, I guess you could say. Canadian malt is high quality.
Very smooth lager, so noticeable Canadian malt, eh?
Don't you know?
Don't you know, eh? And that's interesting. When you think about the temperatures, sometimes the milder temperatures, even in the summer, you get the winter, you get... let me ask you this. Like with cigars, after you've harvested the tobacco, you put it in bales, you let it age. Just like in bourbon and whiskey, when you put it in the barrels, the heat and cold has a different effect. Does the same thing happen with the hops or the malt?
It can. It depends on what type of beer you're making. Some beers, like lagers, require a constant state of cold refrigeration. But regardless, if they're aged for a long time, then they'll take on different characteristics. Aging with beers is a lot like aging with wines and distilled spirits. If you put it in a barrel, it's going to capture the essence of what's in the barrel. If it sits for a long time, there'll be a caramelization of the beer itself, which can enhance the malt signature.
Well, they say that Molson Canadian starts with crystal clear water, malted barley, and the finest hops, and it's slowly fermented to produce a smooth, refreshing beer with a genuine taste. Clean and clear, crisp and cold Canadian, a classic lager. I'd have to agree with that a description. I think it hits it right on the head. Mine, a Canadian favorite, smooth lager, noticeable Canadian malt. Can't go wrong. Very nice. Next up, we go to two very unique beers. Now, this is from Duclaw Brewing, which is in Maryland, where I used to live. I used to live in Baltimore, and these guys, Duclaw, is actually also in Baltimore, or Bel Air, Maryland, Baltimore. They've got multiple facilities up there. This is what is considered an American porter, but not just any porter. The Sweet Baby Jesus is a chocolate peanut butter porter. It won the bronze medal in the 2014 GABF, which must mean some sort of beer festival.
It's a big one.
It's a big one. Very deep brown. And as I look at this, this almost looks like coffee. And I'm getting a little bit of the peanut butter on the nose. So it is really dark coffee color.
Chocolate.
Yeah, I'm getting some peanut butter hint on the nose. And now we'll say cheers. I can't wait. And I think the reason they named it what they did is because when you take a sip, you say, Sweet Baby Jesus, that's
Holy
good.
Holy cow.
Or in Latin America, Sweet Baby Jesus. But this is good. This is really good. This chocolate peanut butter porter. Again, you're not getting massive amounts of peanut butter or chocolate, but it's just so balanced, and it all connects nicely. This is really pleasant. And they start off, the porters start off with what? The barley is a roasted barley?
Roasted malts. Yes.
Roasted malts.
Dark roasted malts. The color of the roast of the grain carries over into the beer.
Wow. This is just, I would say this is a perfect harmony of beer and subtle chocolate and peanut butter notes. Very, very nice. Now, this is what's going to be interesting. Now we're going to move into a newer expression, the Sweet Baby Java. This is an espresso bean-infused chocolate peanut butter porter. So they take the chocolate peanut butter porter, the Sweet Baby Jesus, and then they use some espresso bean infusion. Now, Tim, have you ever done an espresso or coffee-infused beer?
Oh, yes. I've done that type of beer. And, you know, it's kind of a trick. you got the combination of alcohol, which is a depressant, and then you've got the addition of coffee, which is
a stimulant. Wait, I've had alcohol. I don't feel depressed right now. I feel good. I feel fantastic. I'm not depressed.
You're like, it tends to, if you drink it in quantity, it can tend to wreak havoc on your head a little bit.
That explains why Hillary Clinton is so massively depressed. Too much of the good sauce. Must be. That's the only explanation. All right. So this is really, really a unique beer. I mean, this is absolutely fantastic. When I try the Sweet Baby Jesus, and now we're going to combine it with the espresso. I mean, I can only imagine. So let's say cheers here. Oh, yeah. This takes it one notch higher. Noticeable espresso coffee bean. It mutes the chocolate peanut butter flavors a bit.
I like it better than the last one.
About even, but I like the other one just a little bit better. But, again, everybody's palate is different. So I will say the espresso beans mutes peanut butter chocolate notes. I would say this is just delightfully smooth.
Very enjoyable.
And enjoyable. Yep, exactly. This is fantastic. Really, really good. That Duclaw Brewing, they've really come up with something. And I think every craft brewer has to come up with a unique niche, and they certainly have done that. Now, they've got their other beer as well. They've got many of their other beers, but, you know, these beers are just really, you know, they've got some other ones. They call their Funk, which is a blueberry citrus wheat. They've got a Strawberry Letter, which is a tart strawberry IPA. But their Sweet Baby Jesus and Java, those two porters, those two stouts, really put them on the map. There's no doubt about it. Now we're going to Coors. Let me make a little change here. Okay. Now let's talk about this Coors. First of all, this reminds me of the beer bottle my grandfather, when he would buy, my Papa Bobby would go out and buy beer, and it would come in this kind of bottle. It wasn't a long neck bottle. It was this kind of short and stout bottle.
Correct. And a distinctive amber glass, which is beneficial for the beer.
Keeps light away.
Correct.
Interesting. Now, this Coors Banquet beer, as I look at this, this is an American-style lager, won a gold medal in the 2015 GABF. What are, do we know GABF?
It's the Great American,
Great
beer,
American
Festival.
Beer Festival.
Yes.
Outstanding.
Denver.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Ah, that's
why. Yeah, that's why we call it green.
All right. And as I look at it, it's got a just a very rich golden color, golden hue. And I'll say cheers on this.
Cheers to you.
All right. Whoa, I am getting some mega hoppiness right on the nose. It just, it is, a, you know what it is? It's a hop blast in aroma.
So Tampa style, it's like a little bit of that bitterness of the West Coast with a little bit of fruitiness of the East Coast.
Yeah.
It's kind of in between.
I'm going to guess. IBU, 78?
About 75.
I was close. I was, come on, within three? That's like on the
Price
is Right. You get both showcases if you're within, what, $1,000 or $500? That's pretty close. Now, here's what I'm getting. I'm getting a massive fruity rush on the palate simultaneously with a giant rush of hoppiness.
Yes.
Same thing. Mm. Wow.
Little this biscuit is, malt in there, too, to measure up and balance it out at the end.
Yeah, just this is just massive, massive fruitiness with simultaneous hoppiness. This is really an interesting beer. And is this one of your more popular beers?
It's my second best-selling beer, believe it or not. An IPA is a popular style in our area. So people come in and they just say, give me an IPA. But
I got to give this a five-star selection.
Thank you.
If you like I'm going to tell you right now, this is not for everyone. Alpha's listening. If you like a mild lager, forget it. But I don't want you to confuse, if you taste a beer like this, a hoppy beer, saying, oh, it's a bad beer. It's not. It just doesn't suit your palate. So consequently, what I would tell people, if you like a full-flavored cigar, you like spicy meals, if you like a beer that is loaded with flavor and a lot of hoppiness, when you come to Tampa, you go to Eulalie for a meal, you got, or just for a flight of beer, Eulalie Green Cannonball IPA, the Tampa style, just massive amounts of fruitiness and hoppiness simultaneously. Very, very delicious. All right, we're moving along nicely here. Let's go to the Samuel Adams Boston Ale. And I sampled this when I was up at Boston Brewing a couple of years back. Very, very popular, made in Massachusetts. This is an American pale ale, a classic American pale ale. Nice sweet maltiness, nice dose of citrusy hops. They call it robust and smooth, 5.4% alcohol by volume, and 34 on the IBU scale. And I'm not getting a ton of aroma. I'm getting almost a real light yeast or a light maltiness on the nose.
The yeast is at play in this beer, most definitely. I think that it accentuates the hop signature.
All right, let me say cheers, and we'll
cheers.
Take a sip here. This is nice.
Yeah, well made.
Yep. Yeah. Let me take another sip here and really get the nuances.
Torture yourself with another sip.
I'm getting light citrus. I'd say mellow citrus. Mellow citrus with just light, discernible hoppiness. And I would say enough to add some sizzle.
And a little yeast on the nose.
Yeah, a little yeast. Yep. Enough to add sizzle. And we're going to have the entire listing of what we have, what we were sampling both last week and this week. If you go to CigarDave.com, we'll post it to social media, PDF that lists all the beers. And what we will do is, when the show is done, we'll wait a few hours so you can go out and you can print a blank one, do your own tasting notes. Sergeant Steve, let's put two. We'll do a blank, and then we'll do one with my tasting notes so you can compare and contrast. Next up, we need to take a timeout. Sergeant Steve, thank you for that note. Listen, now that we're on a roll tasting umpteen beers, I don't want to stop. When we come back, we will try the Stone Arrogant Bastard Ale. We are celebrating Cigar Oktoberfest that has crossed into Cigar Novemberfest. Mega beer tasting maneuvers today on Cigar Novemberfest. Tasting maneuvers from Davidoff of Geneva, the store and lounge here in the Cigar City of Tampa.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
Cigar connoisseurs and enthusiasts love going into their retailer's humidor and seeing what's new, what's exciting. It's like a kid in a candy store. And we've got a great way that you can enjoy and sample fabulous cigars from incredible manufacturers. It's the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Every month, you will receive three fantastic cigars in an Officers Club Ziploc pouch shipped directly to you for $22.95. Now, in the past year, we've had incredible selections. We had the World of Davidoff, which featured an Avo and a Davidoff Winston Churchill. We've had cigars from A.J. Fernandez, from Rocky Patel, from Plasencia, Drew Estate, Sindicato, Fonseca. Incredible cigars that you will love. Become a member of the Officers Club today. Join now. Go to CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. You will absolutely love it.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just 1 more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. The general is celebrating Cigar November? Novemberfest? What the hell is Novemberfest? Well, it's his show, and he's sharing the beer. Well, General, knock yourself out.
Hey, when you can't finish all the tastings in a Cigar Oktoberfest mega beer tasting, you continue it on a Novemberfest. Listen, you have all these cockamamie holidays that people come up with. Now, we're not going to have time to sample this one, but I'm just going to give you a clue, a hint. This is the Arrogant Bastard Ale, and it says, "You're not worthy." And I love the labeling and the packaging. It says, "Drink fresh, numbskull." It says, "Arrogant Bastard Ale, this is an aggressive beer. You probably won't like it. It is quite doubtful that you have the taste or sophistication to be able to appreciate an ale of this quality and depth. We would suggest that you stick to safer and more familiar territory. Maybe something with a multi-million-dollar ad campaign aimed at convincing you it's made in a little brewery, or one that implies that their tasteless, fizzy yellow beer will give you more sex appeal. Perhaps you think multi-million-dollar ad campaigns make a beer taste better. Perhaps you're mouthing your words as you read this. I'll tell you, when we come back, we're going to start off with this. Anybody that's got a clever way to talk about their beer and go after the big guys, we got to try it. I love the name, Arrogant Bastard Ale. You're not worthy. We continue Cigar Novemberfest mega beer tasting maneuvers next on the Cigar Dave Show.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Of grass and brush and difficult terrain, and it is 20% contained, so that's some good news there.
California's been dealing with weeks of wind-whipped fires that have spurred evacuations and power outages to prevent gusts from damaging lines that can spark. President Trump says Iowa is one of the places being considered for the signing of a trade agreement between the United States and China.
Chile announced last Wednesday that it was canceling a planned event for mid-November due to demonstrations there. Now the U.S. and China are looking for an alternative location. Farmers have been hard hit by the trade war, but President Trump is assuring them they will come out ahead in the end.
Correspondent Ken Lorman, Israeli airstrikes on Gaza killed a Palestinian man Saturday as aircraft pounded militant sites in response to barrages of rockets launched toward Israel from the seaside enclave. The exchange of fire shattered a month-long lull across the volatile frontier. Gaza's health ministry said Ahmed al-Sheri died from shrapnel injuries. This is townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
As the 40th anniversary of the start of the Iran hostage crisis approaches, the U.S. Embassy in Tehran remains frozen in time. A time capsule of revolutionary graffiti, Underwood typewriters, and rotary telephones.
The diplomatic compound was overrun by students angered when Washington allowed the Shah into the U.S. for medical care. What initially began as a sit-in turned into 444 days of captivity for 52 Americans. Today, the embassy is held by a volunteer wing of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, partly as a museum and a space for student groups. The Iranian embassy in Washington remains empty, although it is closed to the public and maintained by the U.S. State Department. Rich Thomason reporting.
Heavy winds are battering parts of England, and the stormy weather has forced the suspension of ferry service between the major port of Dover and Calais, France. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Democratic presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren has unveiled her universal health care plan.
Warren's proposing spending $20 trillion over the next decade. Fellow candidates had been attacking her for not saying if she'd boost middle-class taxes to pay for it, as Bernie Sanders said he would. Warren says she would not, listing several other ways to increase tax revenue to pay for something she says most Americans want.
That's correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. Gun rights advocates are celebrating the start of a new law that allows most adults in Oklahoma to carry a firearm in public without a background check or even training. More than 100 people rallied outside the state capitol Friday, the first day the law took effect. An Oklahoma County judge in the state Supreme Court this week rejected Oklahoma City Democratic Representative Jason Lowe's request to put the so-called permitless carry law on hold. Supporters dubbed this type of law constitutional carry. This is townhall.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at reddingrancheria.com.
The world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
What started off as Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Beer Tasting Maneuvers last week, sampling 8 beers out of a potential 45, turned into Cigar Novemberfest Mega Beer Tasting Continuation Maneuvers, as we have got 37 beers that we have slated for this edition of the Cigar Dave Show. And as I look right now, I see that we have sampled 11 of them. So we are on track to complete and sample all 37. It is a massive Herculean task, but that's why I am the 5-star global general and alpha male in chief. That's why there are no wussified beta males allowed on the Cigar Dave Show or anywhere near where we conduct broadcast maneuvers. No wimps, no betas, no enemies of pleasures are welcome. And we continue. Tim Schachten, the head brewmaster, Eulalie Brewery. I should say the Eulalie Spring Brewery, downtown Tampa, part of the Eulalie Restaurant. Fabulous place to go when you visit the Cigar City of Tampa. Got to go there, then over to the Columbia and get my Papayo in parchment that Richard Gonsmark took off the menu and because of me brought back on the menu. And George, his longtime general manager that's been there, I don't know, 50-some-odd years, I said, George, it's off the menu. What am I going to do? He said, you want it? We'll get it for you. I said, great. This is about 10 years ago. Comes out. They deliver it to me. I eat it. It's delicious. Comes back and says, how was it, Dave? Did you enjoy it? I said, yeah, it was great. He goes, yeah, the chef didn't know how to make it, so I made it myself. I said, wait a minute. Richard, or George, you made it? He said, absolutely. He said, I've been working here at the time 45 years, whatever it is, no problem. Now it's back on the menu. That's my favorite, and you can never go wrong with chicken and yellow rice Ybor. Can never go wrong. And the 1905 salad with turkey, all my favorites. And after we're done here, I think I'm going to have to take a trip down to Eulalie, followed by dessert over at Columbia. So it is, Tim, great to have you on.
Thank you.
We have spent last week. We talked about the background of beers and the history of beers, the types of beers. We've been sampling some incredible beers. Now, I selected all these based on several factors. One, did the name grab me? Two, did the packaging grab me? And then I tried to get some unique styles, maybe a porter, an IPA, a lager, an ale, different countries. So far, how have I done?
Pretty darn good, I must say.
Not bad. We haven't had anything really bad, I think, per se. It's all been pretty good. Not some not to my taste, but all pretty good.
You covered a wide swath of categories here, too.
Well, we talked about the Arrogant Bastard Ale. Now, this is brewed in two places by Arrogant Consortia, Escondido, California, and Richmond, Virginia. And this has got major attitude on the packaging. There's a interesting-looking character, and it says, Arrogant Bastard Ale, you're not worthy. And then it says, drink fresh, numbskull. And there's some great they basically go after some of the big multi-billion-dollar brewers saying, hey, you want to go back to that stuff? Go back. But this is something special. So I'm going to open this up. Here we go. And we pour that. Beautiful, nice foamy head on it. And this is an Arrogant Bastard Ale. This is what they call an American Strong Ale, 7.2% alcohol by volume. They say this is a very aggressive beer. Wow, I'm getting a lot of hoppiness and maltiness on the nose. No doubt about it. I'll say cheers.
Cheers to you.
Take a sip. Woo, that's got some serious bitter hoppiness. Very, very strong on the IBU scale. Now I know they call it Arrogant Bastard Ale. If you want something on the milder side, forget it. On the medium side, this is basically hops coming right at you at 100 miles an hour in your face.
It's unapologetic.
Mm. That's a great adjective. This is what I would consider unapologetically hoppy. So that's what our note is going to say, unapologetically hoppy. It is tart with major bitterness. No ifs, ands, or buts. Now, would you ever consider making this at Eulalie, or do you think this would be so limited that people wouldn't enjoy it?
I've made strong beers at Eulalie. They're usually limited release. I would say that Stone is hot beer royalty. I mean, the Stone IPA is just one of the best beers in,
really?
In the country. Yeah, and Arrogant Bastard's been around for quite a while, but I love the flavor of this beer.
It's got delicious. Good flavor. To me, it's just a little bit too bitter, too much hoppiness.
Yeah.
Just a little bit too much. But for somebody that wants that hoppiness coming right at you, right in your on the palate, I mean, there's no subtlety whatsoever, the Arrogant Bastard Ale. And they basically say you're not worthy right on the front, so they don't want mild beer drinkers. If you're somebody that wants a mild, the medium beer, forget it. They're not interested in having it. They're right up front about it. So very interesting. All right, next up, we're going to go to Ireland, Smittix. Yeah, Ireland. This is their Irish Red Ale. Now, what constitutes a Irish Red Ale, Tim?
Well, first of all, Irish malt, and that obviously it's made in Ireland.
Right.
But the Irish malt has a very distinctive flavor. You know, it's somewhat sweet. You get a little bit of earthiness. It's, again, back to the terroir.
Right.
And the Irish red tends to be a little more subdued in the caramel expression than, say, an American amber.
Well, I will say that Smittix did a nice job on doing repackaging their beers. Much more discernible, distinctive packaging than they had previously. And they call this a ruby red brew with a gentle hop bitterness, a sweet malt finish. 4.5% alcohol by volume. We'll say cheers.
Cheers.
Definitely getting some of that maltiness on the nose. Mm. Yeah, it's a little hoppiness, but not tons. To me, this is what I would consider a lighter ale.
Mm-hmm.
So a lighter ale, that's approachable.
Yes, very drinkable.
Yep, it's very approachable and not noticeable hoppiness.
So no, it's not very strong. It says a gentle hop bitterness,
yep,
on the label.
Yep, I would say this is maybe around 45, something like that on the IBU scale.
Perhaps even a little less.
Really?
Yeah.
Less of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's delicious.
Now we're going to enjoy some unique fruit-flavored beers. So we're going to enjoy three fruit-flavored beers. First up, this is from Monday Night Brewing, their Blind Pirate Blood Orange IPA. They say it's juicy, caramel, citrusy. and it is ale brewed with blood oranges. 7.4% alcohol by volume, and this is made in Georgia. So just to the north of us here. And when we look at this, boy, this has a noticeable orange, blood orange color to it. I mean, you can't miss it. Blood orange color right off as soon as you pour it. And let's take a sniff here. Wow. Definite citrus and maltiness. Wow. Mega citrus nose. No doubt about it. And we'll say cheers on this one. And we'll take a sip. Oh, I like this.
Nice.
This has got some hoppiness with maltiness with the subtle citrus.
Acidity.
Acidity.
Yep.
Bingo. Noticeable acidity.
Pleasant.
Yep. Pleasant.
Nice aftertaste.
Malty with citrus notes at the right amount.
These guys did a good job. It's hard to keep the acidity in well in a can. So this is nicely done.
The aroma on this is, I mean, I could sniff this for a while. It's an amalgamation of the maltiness with a little yeastiness, but with that noticeable blood orange citrus aroma.
But not over the top. It's not grabbing you by the tongue and throwing you across the room.
Nope. And it's interesting that you mention acidity, because one of the descriptions that I found pours an orange amber of citrus and hops, malt followed by acidic and sweet orange and slightly piney hop foot. That's what I'm getting, the pininess.
Yep.
That's the other. Medium bodied with lightly sweet and bitter finish. That's what I'm getting also, that pininess. It's tough to describe, but you know it when you taste it.
I like it.
Yeah, it's really nice. This is, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give this a five-star selection without question. Let me see that can one more time.
You got it.
From Georgia.
Yeah, from Georgia. And it's got Monday Night Brewing Blind Pirate Blood Orange IPA. Trying to see where, if it says where in Georgia it's made. I do not see it. But I will tell you this. I paid $1.99 for the can, worth every cent. That is a five-star selection, no doubt about it. Now we're going to go to Hawaii. Sergeant Steve, do you have Don Ho available by any chance? Can we get some tiny bubbles? Mr. Don Ho.
Tiny bubbles.
And this is from Maui Brewing. Not Maui, Minnesota, not Maui, Florida, not Maui, Wisconsin, Maui, Hawaii. 20 degrees, actually, let's see, 20 degrees, 44 minutes north, 156 degrees, 26 minutes west. That's where their brewery is, crafted with passion from the heart of paradise. We're an innovative and independent brewery. Welcome to the Ohana. And this is Maui Brewing in Kihel, Maui, Hawaii. And this is their pineapple mana wheat. It is a gold pineapple. Gives way to sweet aroma, smooth-bodied tropical brew. Very light in color. Very nice. They serve this, I should say, once again at the Ho House. So if you ever go to Hawaii and want tons of pleasure, go to the Ho House. You can't go wrong. Take a sip here. I think Don Ho would like this. This is very subtle notes of pineapple, but noticeable. This is really a very impressive beer. So it's a light white or wheat beer. So you don't get that maltiness, that hoppiness, 5.5% alcohol by volume, but you get you don't get a happy ending, you get a pineapple slight ending is what I would call it on the very, very end here. This is unique.
They let the pineapple do the talking.
They do. Yeah, this is unique. Again, this is not a full-flavored beer. This is a very light, approachable beer. It's not like you're drinking pineapple juice, but there's enough of that pineapple subtlety to know that this is a pineapple wheat beer. Very, very nice. I like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Very nice. And we've got another beer from Maui Brewing Company that we'll sample a little bit later. Next up, we go to, let's see here. That's the Maui Brewing Pineapple Mana Wheat. This is from Seventh Star.
Seventh Sun.
Oh, Seventh Sun. I'm sorry.
Yes,
Seventh Sun. Seventh Sun Graffiti Orange. So we're in the citrus. We've got pineapple. We have the blood orange. And this is going to be The seventh son.
Creamsicle.
Creamsicle. Now,
wheat
interesting.
Ale.
Graffiti Orange Creamsicle Wheat Ale. Now, I love creamsicles back in the day, so let's see if we get those notes of creamsicle. That's good. And again, very, very light in color. I mean, this has got a very, almost a light, almost between a gold and an orange color. Whoops. Helps if I don't spill on me. That came right out. That was pretty quick. Wow, I'm getting a little orange on the nose. We'll say cheers on this one.
Cheers.
And we'll take a sip. I'm not getting a ton of orange. I'm getting a little. Actually, now I've got the creamsicle on the very end. There's about a three-second delay after you swallow it, and then you notice it. Very nice.
Yeah, most definitely creamsicle in the palate. The nose, a little different.
Yeah, the nose isn't overly pungent one way or the other. It's relatively neutral.
Mm. I like it.
Yeah, you have to wait. After you swallow it, when you swallow a few more times, it's just, I would say, just very subtle creamsicle. But again, to me, if you want a beer by the pool on a hot summer day, this would be it. Very, very pleasant. So we are good. Sergeant Steve, we're good on time, right? Fantastic. Excellent. I think we're going to hit it. I really believe that we are going to hit all of our 37 beers. This could be a minor miracle here. Next up, we go to Samuel Smith's Organic Chocolate Stout. Now, this is a very highly rated beer. It's from England. They call it an American stout. Pours dark brown with a thin, khaki head. A pleasant aroma of sweet milk chocolate, roasted malts, chocolate malt balls, with a rounding touch of vanilla. Taste of sweet chocolate syrup, whipped cream, roasted caramel malts, and vanilla marshmallows. Well, this is an amalgamation of all sorts of flavors, so I cannot wait to get a hold of this. So let's, again, this is a deep, dark chocolate-looking color. We'll say cheers.
Cheers to you.
The aroma. Wow.
I'm a big fan of their oatmeal stout.
I
haven't had this one in a while.
I am getting, I mean, loads of chocolate and marshmallow aroma. So this is really, really beautiful on the nose. I'll take a sip. Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, this is absolutely magnificent. Magnificent. Yeah. Incredible taste. I'm getting the marshmallow. I'm getting the chocolate. I'm getting some of that malt ball taste. This was, Beer Advocate gave this a 93 score. What does it say on the alcohol by volume there?
There's your bottle right there.
Mm. Made in the UK. I'm trying to find it here. I don't know if I can see it here.
It is a bright, shining star.
A 5% alcohol by volume.
This is a nice beer.
It said, malt beverage with natural flavor added at Samuel Smith's Brewery in the UK. USDA certified organic chocolate stout. I'll tell you, this to me is like drinking a brownie.
Yep.
A brownie chocolate marshmallow.
Pastry stouts are the next big thing right now.
5-star all the way. Loads of chocolate marshmallow aroma. Absolutely magnificent. Massive chocolate and marshmallow malt ball flavors.
Great cigar beer.
Oh, my God. This is perfect. Absolutely delightful. Now, the next beer, Tim, that you have brought, Tim Shackton, the head brewmaster over at Eulalie Spring Brewery in the Cigar City of Tampa. You brought this. This is the Brehan Brewhouse Cran Bethea, a whiskey-aged imperial stout. And it is so magnificently packaged with the wax that it may not even, we may not be able to get it open because the candle wax that they seal it with is securing that. I think it could be perpetuity. Are you able to get that?
I think I can get it.
All right. That is a very... Now, where is this made? Do we know? Or brewed?
There's a small farmhouse brewery, and it's in between Belfast and Dublin. Now, the brewer's name is Seamus McMahon. Seamus. He's a good friend, actually.
Seamus.
He came into Eulalie one day, and I immediately thought, well, he just walked off the set of The Quiet Man right here.
Really?
Yeah, nice fella.
Get rid of that. Okay.
And he was a dairy farmer originally, and he makes milk for Bailey's Irish Cream, and he wanted to diversify his portfolio. So he opened a small brew house in an old farmhouse that was on the property. So they literally are striking a match in an old 1700s-era farmhouse next to where all the cows are hanging out.
Well, 10% alcohol by volume, so this is going to have some heft to it. So we will say cheers on
cheers
that.
To you.
Again, dark coffee color, Imperial Stout.
I love the nose.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah.
Definitely getting that whiskey, the notes of the subtle whiskey with that Imperial. What a comp. That's exactly what I'm going to say. What a combo exclamation point. Stout.
This is off the charts, man.
With no, oh, yeah. With noticeable notes of whiskey.
Oak.
Very.
Chocolate.
Yep.
Bourbon.
Yep. Oak.
Man, this explodes on the palate.
Totally. Wow.
And it's drinkable, too. I mean, you could drink.
Five-star selection all the way. I have never seen this. Where are you able to get this?
Well, they just started distribution in Florida. So he has a great excuse to get out of the cold weather and come on down here to go into the areas in Florida to push the beer. And it's delightful. Limited, you know, production. He's not a very large-scale brewer.
That
but
is
I love
very
that
impressive.
That's a great beer.
Brehan Brewhouse Cranbethia and whiskey-aged Imperial Stout, Irish beer crafted by hand. 10% alcohol by volume. And Bethia, I believe it's, what is it? That's the Celtic or Gaelic for whiskey, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to look that up really quickly here.
You know, the malt, the Irish malt really brings out the barrel, the Irish malt here.
No question about it. But what's really interesting is when you get the dark beer, the Imperial Stout, and then combine it in the wood barrel and the whiskey, I mean, that really is just, you know, absolutely off the chart. Let me see. Aquavita. Ah, here it is. Usias Bethia in Irish, which is water of life. So Bethia looks like it is either water or life, one of the two. It's probably water, but
you
outstanding.
Talk about a farmhouse environment. I mean, they source all their water, all their grain within 10 or 12 kilometers of the brewery.
Really?
So, yeah, it's a traditional, truly a farmhouse environment.
Let's do one more. I think we can squeak in the Colombay Hard Coffee Cold Brew. This is made in Pennsylvania. It's a specialty beer, a crafted beverage that combines medium-roasted Colombian Brazilian coffee with alcohol and natural flavor. Again, dark like coffee. I'll say cheers. I'll take a sip. Smells like coffee. Tastes like coffee. Ooh. With a little sweetness. La Colomba Black Hard Cold Brew Coffee. Not really a beer, but I've got to tell you, I like it. I dig it.
Drink
delicious.
In the morning.
Ooh. Outstanding. This is good.
It is delicious.
This will wake you up, no doubt about it. A very unique selection. Cigar Oktoberfest continuing into Cigar Novemberfest. Mega beer tasting maneuvers continue. From the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City, we're going to wrap up all our mega beer tastings around the corner.
Get the latest cigars, hand-picked by the General, each month, delivered straight to your door. When you join the Cigar Dave Officers Club for just $22.95 a month, you'll receive 3 premium cigars in a customized Ziploc Cigar Dave pouch. To join, go to CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dickus.
As many members of mainline Christian denominations are now identifying as unaffiliated, many are celebrating the replacement of God worship with state worship. But folks, only 3% of Americans actually identify as atheists, while evangelical churches are growing.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Crisis. Too many beer options and not enough time in October. So now the always innovative Mastermind brings you Cigar November Fest on the Cigar Dave Show. Look at all this. Hell, you could keep this going till June. Here's the General with intel.
Cigar June Fest. No problem. Let's stack up another few hundred beers. We have started with 37 beers. Actually, last week, Cigar Oktoberfest, 45 beers. We had eight. We started with 37. Today, we sampled 19. We've got 18 to go. Tim Schachten, head brewmaster, Eulalie Spring Brewery. Are you ready for the challenge?
Let's go.
Two segments to go, 18 beers. Let's hit it. Maui Coconut Haiwa. This is a porter. One more time, tell us what a porter is.
Well, a porter is made with roasted malts. It's an ale. It's a British-style beer, very traditional. They call it porter because they used to serve it to porters.
All right, and they call this the coconut porter, which is kind of interesting. This is the coconut Haiwa porter. We'll say cheers and taste it. Wow.
Nice.
It's the porter with just a nice, slight hint of coconut.
Delicious.
It is very, very nice. Very pleasant. One more sip. Mmm. Robust. Tasty. Very, very subtle hint of coconut. A little bit more mocha discernible on the palate.
Like the nose on that one.
Yeah, it's very nice. Next up, we're going to Belgium. Chimay. Tell me about Chimay.
Chimay is a Trappist brewery. So a bunch of Trappist monks originated this brewery, well, centuries ago. And this is called Cinquecent. And this is basically, it means 500. The brewer who came up with this beer was in the 1960s. And this is a classic Belgian ale.
Yeah, on the nose, a little yeast, but not much.
Saison.
Mm-hmm.
Got saison on the bottom of the tongue, right?
Yeah.
That yeastiness, right?
I'm getting yeastiness with a little tartness underneath the tongue. Take another sip.
That's delightful.
Mm-hmm. Delightful, clean, lemon zest notes.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. This is, again, a Chimay that I would have never picked up, but here at Davidoff of Geneva Store Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa. Very popular beer, so very, very nice.
Most people get the blue label, but this is a great bottle.
Very impressive. Now we're going to France. So we're going from Belgium to France. Who knew the French actually brewed beer? This is the Kronenbourg 1664, what they call a Euro Pale Lager. Traditional beer named after the year the Hat family, the brewery's founders, first started commercial brewing 1664, made with select malts, exclusive yeast. Kind of a darkish golden beer. Some aromatic hoppiness. All right, we'll say cheers.
Cheers.
Take another sip. Clean, smooth, not really noticeable hoppiness.
Very European.
Very European, little bland, and let's face it, most French people are bland except when they're surrendering. They're very enthusiastic when they surrender and they retreat. So aside from that, I would say Kronenbourg 1664, comme ci, comme ça, so.
Well said.
All right, next up, we're going to stay over in the Eurasia area. Now, this is going to be very controversial. This is called Baltica 4. Not Baltica 1, not Baltica 2, not Baltica 3. This is Baltica 4, dark lager made in Soviet Union, CCCP, Russian beer, Baltica. This beer, dark lager, brewed in Russia. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Mueller Commission may investigate us for sampling this Baltica 4. Vladimir Putin likes this beer, and because I'm drinking it, now I'm associated with Russians. Let's say cheers.
Cheers.
Russian beer. Now, interesting, very dark golden color as I take a sip.
It's typical of the East European varieties. It's not as long on flavor as the others. But
no hoppiness,
yeah.
Little flavor. By the way, welcome. I am Cigar Dimitri. I will be your new host here at Cigar Dimitri Show. Mr. Cigar Dave, now in prison by Mueller Commission, I now will be speaking of all things Russia. Russian dressing, Russian dames, Russian vodka, and Russian beer. This Baltica, actually, not bad, a little flat. Very big, big, big bottle, I must say. Almost looks like Russian woman of old. With the babushka, very busty and rotund, not like the golden blonde Russians of today that are very, very hot. So I will say this Baltica is a unique, to me, a dark lager, but almost like a porter.
It is. And a Baltic porter actually is a style.
Really?
Yeah.
I would say it's very smooth. Light notes of creaminess. Actually, it's not a bad beer.
No, it's good. And there's a little molasses, like a kiss of molasses.
Yeah,
in there,
exactly.
Right?
Who knew? Russian Baltica beer. I enjoy. Now I'm going to be in jail. Please, Hillary Clinton, come after me. Arrest me. I am part of secret plot with Russians to overtake American brew industry. All right, next we're going to go to a Spaten Oktoberfest. Now, this is a Märzen. Tell me, Tim, about a Märzen.
Well, Märzen, also known as Oktoberfest, you're talking about a cold fermented beer. This is what they typically serve in the beer halls in Munich at this time of year. Munich malt, lager yeast.
Do you say cheers?
Cheers.
And we'll take a sip here. Malty, not a lot of hoppiness.
No.
A lot of people think those Oktoberfest German beers are going to be, you know, full throttle. They're not at all.
No, the Hellesbach and the Oktoberfest are both, they accentuate the malt. Sometimes there's a little bit more hops. You know, my Oktoberfest has a little bit more hops.
Right, this does not. This is a very approachable, straightforward beer. Take another sip here.
Mind you, it came across the pond in a bottle, so that helps. That changes the characteristic of the beer as well.
Believe it or not, almost a little note of sweetness on the palate. Very nice.
Five-star
selection for the Spaten Oktoberfest. No question about it. That gets my five-star seal. Next, we're going to go to Iceland. Now, when you think of Iceland, you think of Reykjavik. You think of some of those hot Icelandic dames. But there's beer. Einstock Icelandic Toasted Porter. Now, this is very interesting because when we think of Iceland, again, this particular beer is an American porter, 6% alcohol by volume. And as we look at this, again, deep, dark chocolate in color, very foamy head. Take a sip.
The Nordic countries are seeing a renaissance in craft beer right now. A lot of American craft brewers are going over there to collaborate.
Toasty notes.
Yep.
Coffee notes. Incredibly smooth. No bitterness, no hoppiness. Low on the IBU scale. This is very nice. If you want a porter that's very approachable and easy drinking, five-star selection on this one as well. No doubt about it. I would have given the Baltica 4 five stars, but I definitely would have been imprisoned or called up to Adam Schiff's committee to testify. But this Einstock Icelandic Toasted Porter, five-star all the ways. Now, Tim, we go to your Ulele Crown Jewel, spelled with two L's. Limited release, honey lager. Interesting story behind this beer.
Well, I do weddings. We do weddings at Ulele all the time, and I get commissioned by private people to do barrels. And this is our Magby's Honey Lager, which is one of our core beers. It's made with Myakka honey, and it's cold fermented lager, and it went into a couple different barrels. It started out in a virgin-filled Knob Creek barrel for a week, and then we transferred it over to a Jack Daniels barrel, a superior barrel, I might add. I love this beer.
That's good, because I heard the couple getting married are indeed virginal, so that's a perfect fit on this particular beer. Again, this is the Crown Jewel Limited Release Honey Lager.
We'll be tapping this week.
So we're the first to sample this.
Yeah, this is going to tap on Friday. They're getting married Friday.
Subtle notes of honey, definite note. And real honey is different than the Subi honey you buy in the store. The real Florida honey, outstanding. Let me take a sip here. Wow. This is outstanding.
Thank you.
Smoothness of a lager with the subtle sweetness of honey. Winning combination.
The oak.
Very nice.
Plays into the sweetness as well.
And it's a darker lager, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not the light lager.
Mm.
Outstanding. That is a five-star selection, Tim.
Thank you.
The problem is our alphas can't buy it anywhere, but will you have this available on tap, even though it's limited, maybe down the road?
Well, I always have the honey lager bourbon barrel aged. I carry it at least half a dozen times a year. It's one of our most popular limited release beers, so I've always got a barrel working.
Good to know. Outstanding. Next for this segment, we've got the Leinenkugels or Leinenkugels Canoe Paddle Kolsch. What is a Kolsch?
A Kolsch is like a European-style lager, but it's an ale. It's made with an ale yeast.
So you've got
a little bit of the qualities of, say, a Pilsner or a Helles, but, again, it's fermented at room temperature. It mimics a lager.
Wow, definite yeast notes right on the aroma. And we'll say cheers on that one. And we'll take a sip of the Leinenkugel's Canoe Paddle Kolsch. You betcha. Oh, don't you know? That's an interesting beer. Oh, yeah. Oh, you betcha.
It's distinctive to the style.
It really is. It's got some sweetness to it. Definite smoothness. It's got the lagery, some lager smoothness, again, with slight notes of ale and that yeast.
Sometimes brewers kick down the temperature on this fermentation a notch, and it makes to mimic a lager strain.
Outstanding. Leinenkugel's Canoe Paddle Kolsch. All right. We now have 27 that we have sampled. Let's see. We have got 27, and we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I show 10 to go. We're going to hit them all. The final and concluding segment of this Cigar Novemberfest Mega Beer Tasting Edition of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next from the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect...
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Beer. Beer. Beer, everybody. Beer.
It's a great sing-along song. If in heaven there is no beer, it's because the general probably got to it first. This is Cigar Novemberfest on the Cigar Dave Show.
When you don't have enough time to get all the beers, mega beer tastings in during Cigar Oktoberfest, you create Cigar Novemberfest, and that's what this five-star global general and alpha male in chief has done. We have sampled 27 beers. We've got our last segment. We've got to hit 10. So, Tim Shacton, head brewmaster, Eulalie Spring Brewery, are you up for the challenge?
Let's rock.
Let's hit it. Next up, the Tank La Playita, a hop-accented pils. This is from my buddies, the Plasencias and Carlos Padron, a very light-colored beer. We'll say cheers. A hop-accented pils. Boy, I can smell the hops here. Wow, that is nice. Hoppy, smooth, light, crisp. Very, very nice.
Fruity hops.
Very, very. La Playita, cool. Cool can as well. Some turquoise, some white, very South Beachy Miami. Got to love that. Next up, we have the Brayhound Brewhouse Mechanical Turk. You brought this, Tim. Tell me about it.
Well, it's the first time I'm tasting it. It's a spiced coffee milk stout. So let's see.
Spiced coffee milk stout. Excellent. I'll take a sip here. Wow, that is unique. Almost like a cafe con leche from Ybor City.
It does taste like that.
It does.
Little. Spicy.
Some spicy notes. Coffee-like. Very, very notes of espresso and dark chocolate. I like it.
Roasty, spicy.
Where's this made?
Where's the brewed? The Brayhound Brewhouse is in between Belfast.
Oh, okay. This is overseas. This is the same one. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Next up, we've got, love the name, Goodwood Bourbon Barrel Ale. Now, the mere name alone, as soon as I saw Goodwood, I'm thinking, I got to buy this. Made in Kentucky, 6% alcohol by volume, a copper-toned beer, medium-bodied, sweet caramel, notes of vanilla and bourbon-soaked oak. Let's take a sip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's definitely wood on this beer.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's very pleasant. Getting a little bit of that aged wood from the bourbon barrel. But again, this is a big bourbon ale, almost like a stout, if you will.
It's nice and sweet, too. It's not cloyingly sweet. It's pleasantly
sweet.
No,
pleasant sweet. Very nice. I like this. Next up, we go to, for selection number 31, Love Funky Buddha. They're vibing. They call this the Grooving Lager, a groovable lager. Love Funky Buddha down in South Florida. Light golden color, mild foamy head. Take a sip. This is mellow, tame, approachable.
Groovable.
I like it. I like it. This is for someone that wants, on a hot day, a mild beer. I love Funky Buddha. I think they make such unique beers, just very, very creative on what they do, and their beer quality is outstanding. Now we go to the New City Mule. This is from Massachusetts, and I'm looking at that can.
Supposed to be like a Moscow Mule is what they're saying.
Yeah, 6% alcohol. It says just the right kick, so we'll try this. Very light color, almost a pale straw color.
Ginger.
Whoa, I can smell that aroma of ginger right on the nose.
Ooh.
It is massive. Take a taste here.
That's almost like the cocktail.
Whoa, way too sweet. Way too sweet. Again, not really a beer, but an alternative adult beverage. Interesting, sweet. I'll tell you, chilled, that would be really nice on the rocks. That would be a nice poolside beverage. All right, now for number 33. This is the Brewbus You're My Boy Blue. This is a blueberry wheat ale made right here in the cigar city of Tampa. And looking at this, a blueberry wheat ale, definite notes of blueberry on the nose. I'll take a sip. Oh, this is delicious.
I like it a lot.
This is delicious.
This
wheat, definite wheat ale, but subtle, not overly powerful. Significant notes of blueberry. Five-star selection. If you like a flavored beer, this would be perfect. And this is made right here, Brewbus.
Yeah, Anthony and his brewing team over there just done such a fantastic job with this beer, and it's been around for a little bit now, so it's very delicious.
33 selections down for Cigar Novemberfest. We've got four to go. We go to the Coastal Empire Coco Pina Goza, a sour beer. What is a goza?
Goza is a sour beer. It's a, basically the introduction of a specific bacteria that creates lactic acid. And the lactic acid makes the beer sour.
The aroma has a pina colada, coconut-type aroma, 3.8% alcohol by volume. This is a tropical take on a classic sour German Goza-style beer brewed with pineapple, coconut, pink Himalayan salt, and sea salt, made in Georgia. So we'll take a sip here. Ooh, unique.
Yeah.
This is more like a tropical beverage by the beach. Not beerish at all. If you like a pina colada, you will love this beer. A little bit of sourness as it goes down as well. Not bad. Not necessarily my cup of tea, but very, very unique. Next up, the Flamingo, what is it called? The Flamingo Dreams Nitro. This is a berry-infused ale, and it pours pink. This looks like
raspberries.
Raspberry punch. Whoa, definitely getting a lot of that berry on the nose.
Definitely raspberries.
Mmm. Now, I'm getting the color throws you. I'm getting the beer, the light ale taste with the berry and a little bit of sourness. This is not bad. This would be great for the summer, chilled, not for everybody, but very unique.
Mm.
11 on the IBU scale, so very, very sweet, very unique. Now, we've got, this is going to be the ending. I'll tell you what, let's reverse the ending. Let's do, well, no, we'll keep that. Funky Buddha Key Lime Pie. And as soon as I saw that, I said to myself, I got to buy that. I love their sweet potato casserole beer that tastes like a sweet potato, very subtle. This is the Funky Buddha Key Lime Pie. We'll say cheers on that. And this is, I believe this is an ale, if I'm not mistaken. We'll say, take a sip.
If you like key lime pie, you're going to love this beer.
Wow. Definite notes of that lime, almost like drinking a Corona with the lime, but without the Corona.
That's a Florida beer right here.
That is a Florida beer, 100% great for summer. Now, the last one, we're going to do 44. Then Sergeant Steve said, wait a minute, you can't end on 44. We've got to do 45 for President Donald J. Trump, 45th president. So we've got the MAGA special, the Cigar City Maduro beer. We love Cigar City beer, Maduro. They pay tribute to Maduro cigars. And this is a Maduro brown ale. We will say cheers for our last tasting.
Cheers.
Take a sip. Delicious.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic. This is named after the dark cigar wrapper, brown ale, semi-sweet chocolate, some toffee, fresh coffee, medium-bodied. Very nice. I love this. Outstanding.
I love this beer. I always have.
Tim, we did it. We did 8 beers for Cigar Oktoberfest. We did 37 today in the last 2 weeks into Cigar Novemberfest, our mega beer tasting special, 45 beers total. And let's raise the glass one more time, say cheers. Tim Shacton, head brewmaster, Ulele. I hope you enjoyed participating in Cigar Oktoberfest and November beer tasting maneuvers as much as we enjoyed having you on. I hope you'll come back again.
I will, and I absolutely loved it. Thank you
very much.
Next time
we'll do it at Ulele, and we'll smoke a cigar outside, and we'll taste all the beers there. How's that?
Sounds great.
Outstanding. Tim Shacton, Ulele, Spring Brewing, Cigar City of Tampa. Alphas, Lieutenants, don't forget the entire tasting list, the blank tasting list with all my notes as well, available CigarDave.com. We've got a special page set up. You can listen to both shows, taste all the beer you want. Cigar Dave, the general saying, may your humidor always be full. May your cutter always be sharp. May your ash be extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Enjoy your beer if it's October.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Boss. In Northern California, more people were allowed returned areas evacuated due to the huge Kincade fire burning for days in the Sonoma County wine country.
Numerous wildfires continue to burn across California, with most being contained, yet the devastation and emotional toll on residents and first responders is high. Crews are battling the Maria Fire northwest of L.A., one of the last significant wildfires to hit the state this season, says CAL FIRE's Scott McClain.
It has burned over 9,400 acres of grass and brush in difficult terrain, and it is 20% contained, so that's some good news.
In L.A., actor Matthew McConaughey helped cook and deliver barbecue to first responders on Friday.
We're here to help out, and hopefully next year we can come back and say thank you to these first responders. Maybe there won't be another fire then.
Meanwhile, California's largest wildfire, the Kincade Fire just north of San Francisco, which burned more than 77,000 acres, is 72% contained, and most of the more than 180,000 evacuees are able to return, according to CAL FIRE. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump provided supporters in Mississippi during a campaign rally. The country is humming along.
We have the best economy we've ever had. We have the best military we've ever had. The best unemployment and employment numbers we've ever had. Get the best president we've ever had.
Don't forget to turn your clocks back 1 hour, 2 a.m. local time Sunday for those affected by daylight saving time. Sleep researcher Phyllis E. says she would like to keep the clocks where they are right now.
We want to be as much in synchrony with the light-dark cycle as much as possible. Basically, the sun clock has to be in tune, in synchrony with our internal body clock.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now, like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
The spy ship is rocketing toward the International Space Station with an eclectic mix of items.
3, 2, 1.
Northrop Grumman's Antares rocket roared skyward from NASA's flight facility on Wallops Island, Virginia, Saturday morning, atop its Cygnus capsule stocked with some 8,200 pounds of supplies. They include a new safety vest to guard against radiation and an oven which space station astronauts will test by baking chocolate chip cookies made from scratch. And it also includes parts from a sports car. Researchers are considering the carbon fiber samples for medical implants. It should all reach the orbiting lab Monday. I'm Ben Thomas.
United Auto Workers announced Saturday that President Gary Jones is taking a paid leave of absence amid a federal investigation of corruption within the union. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Airbnb CEO said the company was taking actions against unauthorized parties in the wake of a deadly shooting at a Halloween party held at an Airbnb rental home in California. Arinda Police Chief David Cook says investigators are still trying to determine what sparked Thursday night's shooting.
We are still in the very early stages of this investigation. It is a very complex investigation.
there was a wide area and a lot of people involved, and we're still trying to wrap our arms around what exactly transpired.
Five people died after a Thursday night shooting that sent some 100 terrified partygoers running for their lives in the San Francisco suburb of Arinda. Authorities say two people were killed when a van car crashed into a horse-drawn buggy in western Indiana. The Park County Sheriff's Department says an Amish family of four was traveling along U.S. 36 in a horse-drawn buggy Saturday morning when it was struck from the rear by the van, killing two of the four family members. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. Brian Kilmeade. This hour, I'm going to be joined by Chris Hogan in about 15 minutes. He's going to make your financial life better. General Jack Keane, informal advisor to the president. The president has great respect for him. Actually offered him Secretary of Defense job, and I'm so glad he stayed here. I get to talk to him. And then we'll do a simulcast with this this genius who has got the number one show. Him and Lou Dobbs have the number one show in all business television. Stuart Varney will do a simulcast with us. And we appreciate you being here. We're coming from our world headquarters in New York City, home of Fox News, Fox News Talk, and the Brian Kilmeade Show. So it's an exciting week. 1 week from today, Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers, comes out. For those of you on WRCN as well as WABC, in a moment I'll tell you the two places we're already booked where I can meet you in person. But we have so many places, including this weekend. We'll be in South Bend Saturday and Friday. Friday will be in Dayton, Ohio with WHIO listeners. So, it's going to be a lot of fun. And that'll be the only pre-launch events I have a chance to do. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's big three.
Number three.
John Durham, who's the U.S. Attorney for Connecticut, is in charge of the investigation, and I understand he's making great progress. As you know, he's a 35-year veteran of the department, great reputation for nonpartisanship.
That is Bill Barr, looming large. The John Durham investigation and Horowitz release, the IG, are moving forward rapidly as Barr stands strong against his many critics. How could these things tilt the election in 2020? We'll examine.
Number two.
Legally, I don't think it's necessary, and recent court decisions have confirmed the fact that the House doesn't have to take an official vote.
But so why are they?
I think you're better off if there's really no reason not to do it.
He has no answer. Democratic Senator from Connecticut, Chris Murphy, impeachment. Thursday, the rules change. What will this mean for the Dems and the Trump White House? I'm not really sure. We'll tell you what we know.
Number one.
Al-Baghdadi is dead. And he died in a vicious and violent way. He died like a dog. He died like a coward.
You would have think that he was talking about watching and giving commentary on a video game. He is the commander-in-chief.
Oh, my goodness. That was her sounding off. You know who that was. Kamala Harris. Al-Baghdadi is dead. I don't know how else to say it. Second in command, dead. How else to say it? Questions still loom as Dems dig deep on refusing to give him credit. They never look so petty in the process. And we'll discuss that in detail with General Jack Keane. Doesn't get into politics, but he knows when credit is due. One of the people that brought this out was Pierce Morgan. He was on with Tucker last night. He brought up the fact that you kill al-Baghdadi. This was a Delta Force-led raid. The president looked at it, knew there'd be a political price to pay, had it fail big time, but said, I back it. We've been tracking this guy forever. The detail in which the president knew this operation was impressive, especially when he's considered somebody who doesn't like to get into details on things. Cut six.
My mind went back to when Osama bin Laden was killed, and I was in New York City that night. And I remember the reaction. I remember the reaction from everybody. There was widespread jubilation throughout New York, throughout Washington, throughout America. This was a unified response from a country jubilant as seeing the end and the grisly demise of the leader of al-Qaeda. Compare and contrast the reaction yesterday to the demise of Baghdadi. The office of the presidency deserves more respect than I saw last night, particularly in light of what had happened a few hours earlier.
A few hours earlier, we're talking about impeachment a few hours earlier. I don't need to go over it again. I think the knee-jerk reaction to pulling out of Syria because the Erdogan wants us to. Now we're coming back there with some armor and 200 guys. So the Kurds have some oil revenue. Well, and Iran doesn't. Senator Kamala Harris backs up what Pierce Morgan just said. Cut four.
Donald Trump, that press conference was extraordinary. You would have think that he was talking about watching and giving commentary on a video game.
Mm-hmm.
He is the commander-in-chief. The commander-in-chief of the United States of America. He clearly does not fully appreciate the importance of the job, which must be done with integrity, must be done in a way that is solemn, understanding what is at stake.
Really? That's right. You have to be solemn after you kill a terrorist. She didn't like this. Cut three.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead. Baghdadi was vicious and violent, and he died in a vicious and violent way. He was a sick and depraved man, and now he's gone. Baghdadi and the losers who worked for him, and losers they are. They had no idea what they were getting into. He died like a dog. He died like a coward. The world is now a much safer place.
I don't have a problem with any of that. And President Obama's got a much smoother delivery. We showed you yesterday, he basically said the same thing over a series of speeches. Only he didn't stick around and have 45 minutes worth of questions. That used to be a good thing. People used to salute people who did that. Some details on the actual raid itself. General Abdi, Muslim Abdi, is the Syrian the Syrian Kurdish commander, the Kurdish Syrian commander, that helped us out. He told Richard Engel that his intelligence services informant passed along information useful for the U.S. mission to kill the ISIS leader. He also included information on the room-by-room layout of Baghdadi's hideout, the number of guards protecting him, and tunnels around the compound. The informant, Abdi, described as one of al-Baghdadi's security advisors, left the scene with U.F. forces after the raid. He gave used underwear and a sample blood to prove it was exactly him, and the DNA proved positive. That's help. And listen, I understand what Molly Hemingway was saying at a different hour on this show. I understand where a lot of people who agree with the president, like Rand Paul, say, you know, we got to be out of there. Okay, fine. You want to get out of there. Get out of there in an orderly way, which is, I think, security centric. And we got out on a whim. The Secretary of Defense seems to be the last to know. The way you get out has a lot to do with it. Having said that, I give the president credit for recognizing that if we leave the oil wells naked, Iran takes it. And if you're trying to strangle them with maximum sanctions, you just gave them more oil revenue. Then realizing the Turks would take it or Assad would take it, he sent 200 guys back. I hope they're all right because they will not have the protection that they need. But Dan Crenshaw knows the need for this intelligence and alliance in the Middle East.
And we should recognize that our strategy up until now led to this outcome. Okay, and it's a good outcome, and we should all be proud of the president for making that decision. We should be very proud of our special operators for putting their lives on the line to get this done. You have to build those relationships with allies. You have to maintain an intelligence picture on the ground. You have to have a forward presence to do things like we did this weekend. So, and we just can't forget that. This is a long-term battle against an ideology that truly wants to kill us and wants to attack the homeland.
Beth is listening to WDBO in Melbourne, Florida. Beth, you understand how ridiculous Democrats look here, right?
You know what? Like my husband and I both said, we've talked it over. They started out as second graders. Now we've gone to the kindergarten class and we're going into art class. And somebody took away all the pencils and all the crayons and all the paper.
Do they realize they'd have so much credibility, much more credibility, if they would sometimes compliment when they are critical? People would perk up and say, well, what happened here, as opposed to everything he does is bad. And even if they acknowledge something is good, they don't like the way he announced it.
They're acting like a bunch of spoiled, rich brats.
I wish I could counter you, Beth. It would make it a better show, but you just went on the money. Appreciate it. 1-866-408-7669. Speaking of money, coming up next, Chris Hogan. Chris Hogan's financial expert with Ramsey Solutions will be in studio. We'll talk about this next generation and how they might be the richest generation in American history and why so many prefer to be socialists and communists. I am not kidding. I wish I was.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Dermatology office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my appointment. I was thinking about injections for my wrinkles.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a serum that visibly shrinks my wrinkles and flattens my under eye bags. And it works in 10 minutes.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Plexiderm. It works on wrinkles, crow's feet, and even the 11 lines between your eyes, and it lasts for hours.
I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Plexiderm.com, and if you haven't tried our award-winning serum, get ready to see a younger you. Plexiderm's key ingredient is derived from natural shale clay. Once applied, your skin tightens and firms, rapidly reducing the appearance of under-eye bags and wrinkles. And while we offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, we know all it takes is 10 minutes to see results. So take the Plexiderm.com 10-minute challenge and get up to 50% off plus free shipping. Dial 1-800-360-2351. That's 1-800-360-2351. Or visit Plexiderm.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
Hi, Bill O'Reilly here. My new book, The United States of Trump, is an instant bestseller, and here's why. It explains why the president is the most controversial chief executive in modern American history. Donald Trump reveals himself in the book and says things to me he's not said to anyone else. If you want to handicap whether the president will be reelected or not, The United States of Trump is the book for you. Hope you check it out.
Sponsored by Henry Holt.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you. Feel I'm groovy. KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile, and the cast of Dolomite Is My Name, including Eddie Murphy. The Golden Globe winner portrays his real-life idol in the biopic, Rudy Ray Moore, a struggling comic who struck Hollywood gold with his rapping, kung-fu-fighting Dolomite character and became a blaxploitation star in the 1970s.
I've been a fan of Rudy Ray Moore's for years and years, and his story about how he got these movies made and how he got his records made to the point to where, you know, he literally is paying out of his pocket to get this stuff made. I thought it was a great, inspiring story.
Co-stars Craig Robinson, Wesley Snipes, and Keegan-Michael Key say Moore's life story is a brutal reminder of how hard it is to make it in show business.
There were plenty of no's. My manager saying, well, they love you, but they're not going any further.
1 year, this was 1988. For the whole year, no matter what I auditioned for, I could not get the job.
You can watch this movie as a how-to manual of how to make your life happen, how to make your career happen.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, we're back and privileged to have in studio a man you always see on television, but you probably listen to on the radio when he's not on Fox News, Chris Hogan, financial expert, Ramsey Solutions. You can follow him at ChrisHogan360. Chris, you're doing a show like every day anyway, right?
Well, I'm recording, and so my show is available. I get on there, Brian. I'm talking about money. I'm talking about people with the ability to chase down their dreams and how to wake up and actually do the things you want in your life. So it's about taking control and getting better.
You know, the main thing is, I think this is underappreciated, you know how. But you also wanted to. You wanted to pursue your dreams.
Yes.
And part of it is, I think we've gotten to a mentality is we look to blame and whine when things aren't breaking our way.
Oh.
Fundamentally, we got to change our mindset.
Listen, I talk about that in my most recent book, Everyday Millionaires, where we surveyed the largest group of millionaires ever. We talked to over 10,000 of them and found out how they went about it. How did they do it? One of the things I talk about in there is victim mentality. Now, this is a dangerous, pervasive thing going on in our culture right now, which means if something didn't go well for me, I've got to have somebody to blame. And the problem with that is that now you're looking to blame others instead of owning the opportunity to get better. And 97% of the millionaires we studied say that they control their own destiny, which means is they're not looking to blame anyone else. If it didn't go well, they own it, if it's on them, but they're making a path to get better.
You know, the key is don't be afraid to fail. So if I go out and I want to open up a deli and I do my business plan, I do everything right, I even check the traffic. For some reason, maybe the quality wasn't as good, maybe the help wasn't great, and the rent was too high, it didn't work out. People are afraid to say, well, I probably might have to close up shop. But you shouldn't be, because you have the right to pursue happiness and success, not a guarantee. You should give glory to the effort.
Yes. Well, listen.
And learn from it.
No, you should learn from it. And that's the opportunity we have. We live in the greatest country on the planet. Brian, you and I can have a thought and decide to try it right in the same minute. We don't need a permission slip from anybody. We don't need anybody's stamp of approval. We get a chance to go try. And I think that's a wonderful thing that not many people are really keeping in mind about America. This is a great country with many opportunities.
So what blows me away, and this was what I was building towards, and I've seen it with Bernie Sanders crowds. They are young. and they are supportive, and they are manic for him, even though he's accomplished nothing tangible. He's never run a state. He's never run a business. He's never got a piece of legislation, but yet they want him at 76 to be president. But 7 in 10 millennials, according to YouGov.com, say they will vote for a socialist. Vote for a socialist in America.
That scares me. Now, why is it you think Bernie is so popular with the millennials?
I think they want a guarantee. I'll tell you the theory. Okay. You know it. You live the financial world. That they watched their parents in 2008 lose everything, thought they had this guarantee, started becoming very cognizant of how fragile everything is, mm-hmm. how expensive college is, and thought, wouldn't it be great if that guy on stage was president because he was going to get rid of my student debt, he was going to give me free college, and he was going to balance the playing field.
I think you're 1,000% correct. This is political rhetoric that has somehow morphed into a movement, meaning that young people see this person is going to do something for me. They're going to blaze the trail and they're going to take care of me. You know, this mindset about socialism, this scares me because that means the government is in control of all wealth building, of all everything. The government is in control. And I don't think a lot of young people understand that. I think they love the idea. I think the mindset of removing student loans, $1.6 trillion. We got people out there that are up to their eyes in student loans. So the thought that someone's going to come in and wave a magic wand, you know, Senator Warren, and anyone else out there that's going to just magically fix it, well, it sounds fantastic. Let's do whatever we can to put them in office, only to find out that those words were simply words.
Right.
The reality falls on us.
So, Chris, I'm middle class. I'm barely paying my bills. And my kid gets into Yale. And Yale cost $72,000 a year. I don't really get much in terms of grants. I'm middle class. I'm not lower class when I need. I'm not upper class when I can afford.
Right.
So I'm not going to deny my kid Yale or Williams College or Northwestern because I wasn't able to achieve as much as I can. I'm going to let them take out a loan, and I'm going to take out a loan.
There you go.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, the problem is that what you're doing is continuing a cycle. Like, it's great that your kid was doing well enough to get accepted into Yale. And the bottom line is that they got accepted there, they got a full ride to some other schools, too. But what we're trying to do is to make up for what they didn't have young or what you didn't have growing up, to all of a sudden put all our hopes in one basket. The problem is that basket is called student loans. And what that does is it never goes away, Brian. People don't know that. You can't bankrupt a student loan. That means when you're due and payable, you've got to make a payment each and every month. It doesn't care if you're sick. It doesn't care if your child is sick or you lost a job. It demands a payment. So parents need to have the wherewithal to say, it's great you got accepted there, but you need to go somewhere where you can start life off on the right foot, not 12 foot deep in student loan debt.
There's two things happening. One, we're a country without skills. We don't say, go be a plumber, go be an electrician. You don't want to tell your neighbors, my kid's an electrician. You almost, if you fail.
Yes.
There's going to be glory in being a cabinet maker. Not anymore. And if we could do that at the same time, say, you somehow put pressure these private institutions to bring these costs of colleges down. Who's making the money at $72,000 a year?
Well, listen to me. I mean, we all know. Look at some of these colleges. They're throwing up dorms right and left. They're doing new athletic complexes and all of these things. There's serious money-making going on college campuses. I think we've lost sight of what the goal is. The goal is to build young men and women to help them begin careers to be productive citizens. And I think it doesn't cost $78,000 a year to be able to do this. And so I think the onus is on us. It's like the debt thing. You've heard me rail on debt for years.
Yep.
Okay. I can't make debt go away, but what I can do is help people become aware so they make better choices. I think the same thing needs to happen with student loans.
Chris Hogan here, you know, with Ramsey Solutions. You can follow him at ChrisHogan360. So, Chris, am I talking to somebody that grew up responsible, never in debt, never made financial mistakes?
Who? No, absolutely not. I've done my share of financial stupid. I signed up for the credit card on college campus thinking it was going to make me look like an adult. It made me look stupid, and it took forever to pay off, but I got it out of my life.
Who told you? Who taught you? I mean, how did you?
Well, this is a wake-up. I mean, just sitting and looking. I mean, I learned to count. Here's what, Brian, I got my PhD in economics when I figured this out. Interest that I earn is a reward. Interest that I pay is a penalty. When they were charging me 21, 22% on this credit card, I had to figure out how to count and go, wait a minute here. I'm making a $150 payment on this balance and it's not moving, right? And that was my aha moment where I went, this has got to stop. Like this, no, this goes away. And I wasn't going to fall for that anymore.
Right. But somehow if you deny yourself something, You feel like, I deserve that car. Ugh. I deserve that couch. You know, we need that extension.
Yeah, well, that deserve mentality is dangerous. I want to warn American public out there right now, be careful of that. Because when you start to feel like you deserve, what happens is you lose rationale. You start doing stuff just because, and it's dangerous.
20 seconds left. We have record revenue and record deficit. Why?
Well, I think
it's
the game out there. We're a capitalist country. The opportunities are out there, so goods and services are available. People need to take back control. We need to take care of our own house, stop worrying about the White House.
All right, Chris, very good point. That's great. Chris Hogan, financial expert, Ramsey Solutions. He's at ChrisHogan360. Get a little more of that wisdom. Always great to have you in studio. Coming up next, General Jack Keane. We talk about war and peace. Right now, we just talked to you about how to bring peace into your life with financial stability. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you, my friend.
Can I borrow a dollar? How much interest?
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find Pineapple, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1971. Charles Manson.
It came about by not having a family. By being born without a father. I'm on the wrong side of the law the minute I was born. And I stand strong inside of it.
The District Attorney's Office and I personally and the Los Angeles Police Department are all exceedingly happy with this verdict. We expected the verdict, but until that clerk reads the verdict, you never know.
I think the public's reaction has been, we did need to know this information. We had a right to know it.
Jim was buried in a simple ceremony with only a few friends present.
because those of us who knew him intimately wanted to avoid all the notoriety and circus-like atmosphere that surrounded the deaths of such other rock personalities.
I'd just like to say before we start off with the concert that to thank you all for coming here.
Peace now!
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. The four children waited as their school bus came to a stop across two-lane Route 25 early one morning last October near Rochester, Indiana. The bus driver turned on the warning lights and lowered the stop arm. 9-year-old Olivia Stahl, her 6-year-old twin brothers Mason and Xavier Engel, and 11-year-old Maverick Lowe began to cross the road. Alyssa Shepherd had just dropped her husband off at work. She told police she saw the flashing lights, but it was dark out and she didn't realize it was a school bus. Shepherd pickup truck hit the four children, killing the three siblings. Maverick survived, but now gets around in a wheelchair or crutches. Alyssa Shepherd is now on trial for reckless homicide and passing a stopped school bus. The prosecutor says, "We want to get some closure, and if that requires a trial, that's what we're going to do." Shepherd is 24 years old and has held jobs working with children. If convicted, she faces 20 years in prison. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weindlum, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Particularly with regard to Baghdadi, is how involved was he in the day-to-day operations?
How involved was he?
So we don't really know.
Okay.
But I would say this. When we went in to get bin Laden, we didn't think he was involved in the day-to-day operations. When we brought all those materials back out of Abbottabad and went through them, we learned he was heavily involved in day-to-day operations. So you really don't know until you get your hands on that material and be able to look at it.
So I'm playing this again from yesterday because Mike Moreau was on Face the Nation, and he talked about the intelligence that came out of Abbottabad after bin Laden was killed. They had a little while to get as much as possible, left some behind. And the word was at the time, well, he wasn't in touch. And now the word is, and Stephen Hayes was one of the leader journalists on this and said, no, he was in touch with what's going on. He was even watching the news. And that was a narrative that the Obama administration didn't want out, because there were also some links to Iran. And if you're trying to cut some nuclear deal with Iran, it wouldn't be good for your narrative. Joining me now in studio, General Jack Keane, knows about the dangers of the regions and the challenges of terror. General, welcome back.
Oh, it's always good to be here, Brian.
General, any early indication about what they pulled out after Baghdadi died and they had the 2 hours to clean out the place?
No, I don't have any idea, but I'm confident because he represented the whole organization. And when you go after a guy and you're not getting him on the road someplace, you're getting him where he's living, which is also his headquarters, you're going to get invaluable information. And they've got a couple of PWs out of that as well, so that they'll go through the interrogation. But I think the documentation exploitation will likely take weeks to do, but I think it'll be very valuable to us.
General Abdi, General Maslam Abdi of the Syrian Democratic Forces, told NBC, and we have our great sources too, with Jennifer Griffin. He said the Syrian Kurds had a lot to do with the intelligence. In fact, they had a person. Had an asset in with al-Baghdadi at the time, and he left with them. So
yeah.
That is incredible.
Yeah, so they had an informant associated with him that obviously confirmed the location, gave him the layout of the complex, told them about the underground tunnels that they were closed off and there was no way to escape. Also, from what I understand, he acquired a piece of the clothing that he gave to his leadership, who eventually gave it to the Americans, prior to the raid, to confirm the fact that it was Baghdadi, you know, so because of DNA. So that, if all of that is true, and we don't have any reason to discount it at this point, that is truly remarkable.
What changes now? What changes now that Baghdadi's dead, and now we found out his number two is dead?
I think we have a number of other targets that we're going to take down that we likely had already in the planning and preparation phase, but did not want to take them down prior to Baghdadi because they didn't want to spook them. So I think there's some other leaders that we're going to take down. But what has happened here is we cannot underscore the significance of this. And there's people in our country that want to downplay this and say this is just symbology, this is whack-a-mole or whatever. It is so much more than that. In the modern era, no organization led by Big Daddy was able to accomplish what he did. He took a force of 600-700 Iraqis in 2012 and grew it to a terrorist army, never had accomplished that before, invaded a prominent country like Iraq after having established a safe haven in Syria with 35,000 fighters, most of whom he recruited on the internet using modern messaging, modern cinematography, absolutely quite remarkable. Most all of them came through the Turkish-Syrian border that Erdogan, by the way, kept open, and he did it consciously because he thought ISIS would turn on the Assad regime. And obviously they didn't. They went east. But what Baghdadi was able to accomplish, he became an iconic operational spiritual figure. And he just electrified the radical Islamic world because he took territory. And he said, this is my caliphate. And from here I'm going to expand.
He used the word established.
No one had ever done that before. And as much as Osama bin Laden was heralded in a radical Islamic movement for the catastrophic and tragic attack on America, Baghdadi had accomplished something that was clearly very, very significant. And then it spread to 30 to 40 countries. Radical Islamist organizations were changing their name to ISIS. He conducted dozens of inspired and directed attacks on nations outside of the Middle East. He attacked nine NATO nations multiple times, inspired and directed to include the United States. So what... No one had ever achieved anything quite like that. Yes, he did not have a catastrophic attack like 9/11, but the impact of the ISIS movement was very significant, and it's still out there today. I mean, even in Iraq, Syria, Ambassador Jeffries, who works this every single day as the State Department's envoy to Syria, estimates there's 14,000-18,000 fighters right now today between Iraq and Syria in the area, and another 10,000 are in detention centers. So this is still an organization that we have to deal with. And taking down their leaders is significant. This affects morale. It's a setback for the organization. It affects financing. It affects recruiting. It will not end the organization. We all know this is an ideology. It only ends when people no longer want to be a part of it, are no longer drawn to this radicalized form of Islamic terrorism, and want to commit their life to it. At some point, the ideology will fade away, but we're not there yet.
We're not there yet, and I want you to hear what some people are saying the president's made a mistake on, and that's using very blunt language. Here's Democratic Congressman Mo Khanna, Cut 5.
I give the president credit for ordering the operation. I don't give him credit for then saying that our troops should be taking Syrian oil and going and bragging and calling, making a mockery of Baghdadi was killed, because I think that's just going to help Al-Qaeda and ISIS recruit. I hope the president isn't going to now put our troops in Syria to try to expropriate oil. I hope he will tone down the rhetoric. There's no reason to gloat over it and insult Baghdadi and let that video be a recruiting tool for ISIS or Al-Qaeda.
Does the language hurt the cause?
No, I don't see that at all. I think that's misguided. Now listen, so our viewers understand, we have been in somewhat in control of eastern Syria for some time. We finally destroyed the caliphate this year. We've controlled the airspace, and with the 60 to 70,000 Syrian Democratic Forces, we took the territory back from ISIS in eastern Syria to include all the oil fields. The oil fields was ISIS' primary source of revenue, and they sold it on a black market through Turkey. They crossed the border with it and sold it there. And we took all of that away from them. So the oil fields is not something new. That has been under the control of the Syrian Democratic Forces and the U.S.-led coalition, which is the United States, Britain, and France. And by the way, all three NATO countries there. And it gets overlooked that Britain and France are on the ground with us in eastern Syria, have been from the beginning, and also are controlling the airspace with us. Their pilots fly every single day, just like ours. So those oil fields have been there. What I think is new is that the president wants to get them all up and running and make them very as productive as they were before the Civil War broke out, and then take that money and return it to the people that are living there that have been helping to get rid of ISIS.
Is it possible?
Yeah.
What went into the president's decision to put 200 people back there and some armor on the ground around those oil fields?
Well, if we're going to go into that area, which is a vast area, where all those oil – by the way, 70% of all the oil fields in Syria are in the eastern part of Syria under the U.S.-led coalition control. Most of those oil fields will be indeed protected by the Syrian Democratic Forces. But right across the river from where the oil fields are, the Iranians were massing ever since the president said we're going to get out of Syria. And they were brought up their proxies and supported by Russian air power.
They're ready to go.
They were absolutely ready to go take those oil fields. And I think the president came to the conclusion the Iranians take these oil fields is going to reduce my maximum pressure campaign on the Iranians.
And he got that message.
He got that message.
So that's good. So made the best out of a situation that was really perilous. I hope. And General, whatever role you had in that, I think it's great. Well, we certainly know the president listens to our channel, and you're on a lot, and we know your message, and you always state it clear. General Jack Keane continues to be an asset to our show and the country, retired four-star general. General, thanks so much.
Yeah, always good talking to you and your audience, Brian. Thanks.
Great. Back with Stuart Varney. We do a simulcast on FBN.
Getting past all the rhetoric, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you tired of the nightmare of trading in a market that feels rigged? Don't you just want to see your account balance grow and not feel so anxious about every single trade? Well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. The Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. If consistent weekly income and spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, then you've got to check out this real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about this. Even if you've been lazy and unlucky in the past, let me prove to you how the Money Press will work for you. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Hi, Bill O'Reilly here. My new book, The United States of Trump, is an instant bestseller, and here's why. It explains why the president is the most controversial chief executive in modern American history. Donald Trump reveals himself in the book and says things to me he's not said to anyone else. If you want to handicap whether the president will be reelected or not, The United States of Trump is the book for you. Hope you check it out.
Sponsored by Henry Holt.
On Triple Digit Days, our hearts go out to those right here in our community who can't afford the luxury of air conditioning. Wouldn't it be nice to help cover their electric bills or give them all a place to come cool off for a while? Well, you can by giving to the Salvation Army, where every donation fights for good. Visit SalvationArmy.listenandgive.org now to help fund bill pay assistance programs and climate-controlled community centers for our neighbors most in need. That's SalvationArmy.listenandgive.org.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane.
Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Brian Kilmeade Show joins Fox Business's Varney & Company with Stuart Varney, live on your radio and on Fox Business. Here's Brian Kilmeade.
Yeah, I always look forward to this each and every week with Stuart. Shortly, we're going to be talking about the killing about Baghdadi. It's still resonating. And a guy, one of the great personalities in and out of sports, maybe going back, Rob Gronkowski, talking about the pain he was in, why he left the New England Patriots, who might be the best team in football again. And what it might take to get him back. Believe it or not, Stuart still likes to go into the world of sports, and we'll talk about both. Stuart still believes that I'm doing sports full time. You know that, right? He always brings that up.
He loves the opportunity to talk sports. Loves
yes.
It.
And then I'm going to get right to the calls, I promise. 1-866-408-7669. It's kind of exciting. 1 week from today, Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers, comes out. And then we'll have a chance to... we'll have a chance to go on a book tour. WHIO, I'm going to be there Friday night, going to be in Indianapolis, in Elkhart, Indiana, on Saturday. And then we're going to be over the following week, going to be in St. Petersburg at the Patriot Awards, first time ever. Then over in Lakeland, Florida. Allison, you have the details on that, right, on Lakeland? We're putting this event together real quick.
We are. It'll be on Thursday from 1:30 to 3:30 at a country club. But if you go to their website, which I'll give you after our Varney hit, you can go there to register and come and have some hors d'oeuvres, some drinks, and get a book.
Yeah, and have a chance to meet some of our listeners in that area in particular. So that'll be great. And then now let's listen into Stuart.
On the radio, Brian, I want to start with the dog, or the canine, as it's properly called. You know, the one that was injured in the raid that killed al-Baghdadi. What do you know about this?
Well, I know that it's an extremely athletic dog, that was fearless. They went and chased him down into a tunnel that they all knew had no end. I mean, came to an end. There was no way out. So this dog pursued it, got injured, and came out. And now they're worried that if they identify the dog's name again, because it was out there for a while, that they'll be able to track it down to its handler, who is a special operations officer, and they'll both be in trouble.
Oh, okay. Did you see what Joe Biden said about the killing of Baghdadi? He said it's clear that the victory was not due to Donald Trump's leadership. It happened despite his ineptitude as commander-in-chief. What do you make of that?
Well, I just think it's fascinating to see somebody say ineptitude, commander-in-chief, after a takedown of the number one terrorist in the world. Right. Because he did work for somebody who called ISIS, which was made up of 1 million men at one point, started off with 25,000, up to 100,000. Just talked to Jack Keane about this on our show a short time ago. Yeah. And then put together this organization, called them the JV team. And then we thought it was such a great idea, Joe Biden in particular, General Mattis. I don't know if you asked him this, but it's in his book. General Mattis told Vice President Biden, if you pull our troops out of Iraq, their terrorist activities and the Sunni-Shia relationship will have Iraq roiled in an uproar in a very short period of time. He pulled them out anyway. And then we got ISIS. Then we got al-Maliki. He's a Shia leader who kicked the Sunnis out of Iraq. They got angry. They adhered with ISIS. And then we had this thing called a caliphate. That was all part of the Vice President's regime the last time he had the keys to the kingdom. And he's calling President Trump
inept. And yesterday, on Sunday, he called him on 60 Minutes an idiot. I think when it comes to foreign policy, not reinforcing the red line, allowing 500,000 to 700,000 people in Syria to be killed by Assad, and he said he'd have to go when he didn't reinforce that red line. He used chemical weapons. I find that very rich.
I mean, and totally in agreement with you there. Rich indeed. And that's sarcasm. Let me change subject. Retired Patriots tight end, Gronk. He's hinted he'd return, unretire, go back to the NFL if he could use CBD as pain management. Now, the NFL won't allow that at this moment. Do you think they should allow CBD?
I think it's something that's got to be looked at probably in the next year or two, and it's got to be negotiated with the new CBA and the players. Because when you have, what is it, 25 states and they say pot's legal and half that says it's not, they might look at their drug rules, like it or not, and say they're antiquated. But CBD doesn't have a quality that's an hallucinogenic. It is used in pain management. It's one of the, as you know, it's an industry that's growing in leaps and bounds. Good. And you've talked to Rob, right? This guy is out of pain, he said, for the first time in 5 years. Yep. But I think he'd be crazy to go back. Does he know that it's still tackle football? And there's people that are going to hit you very hard? Okay. And maybe the pain might be delayed, but it's going to be coming back strong? No one's hitting him on Fox NFL Sunday. Howie Long doesn't take a swing at him anymore. He should relax, keep the helmet off. No more eye black. Just say the Patriots are undefeated without you, Rob. Stay home, please.
Wait a second. Isn't the average life... The playing career in the NFL, isn't it, what, about 4 years? I mean, my point would be, couldn't you extend that if you allowed CBD or real pain management like this?
I don't know. Stuart, with such master pain, I don't really feel that big thigh bruise as much as I used to. Wow, my head is ringing, but not like it should. I don't know. CBD is great when you're done and in the off season. I think they should find a way to do it, but you just don't want people bringing bongs into the locker room and saying the coach is getting me a little stressed. I need to get high.
It's CBD. It's not THC.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. On. Hey, you know everything. How do you know so much about this?
Oh, good one, Brian. Your time's up. Hey, it was a real pleasure, Brian. Is the time up? I think it is. You go back to your radio show now? Is that
well,
right?
Well, listen, I have nowhere else to go. And my audience can't wait to talk to me. Unlike you, who's trying to get rid of me. Oh. I mean, this is unbelievable. You just blew me off. Yeah, we were having this great conversation. You just cut me off and threw me out because I don't want to get high in the locker room.
I'm being told I've got to wrap. You got to go. You're done.
It's your show, Stuart. Your name's on the show. You could do whatever you want.
This is true. Thank you, Brian. See you later.
That's your choice.
This is a fascinating.
Chris, listen to WLKF in Lakeland, Florida. Chris, we're coming to you next week.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to see you coming to our town to visit us.
Yes, I've never been there, so I cannot wait to meet everyone at the station. It's been great since you came aboard this year. So what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. The reason I was calling is that I feel like conservative media and the Trump administration is kind of missing the boat on what you were talking about a little bit earlier with the other Chris gentleman,
Hogan.
The financial advisor.
Hogan.
Chris Hogan, yes, sir. Basically, middle class, you have two working family members. Even if they're in good jobs, in a good economy, making a good income, if they have a couple kids in college and they're paying these astronomical amounts for health insurance, it's eating them alive. And if you have the Democrats up there saying that they're going to give free health care, they're going to give free college tuition, it becomes appealing if you sit down and just break down the numbers.
I know. And for people who don't know, Chris Hogan was on here saying middle-class families who want to give their kids everything they didn't, when their kids get accepted to a great school that costs $70,000, they don't have the money, they take out the loans, and they never get to pay them off. And it's a bad cycle, and we want to stop it. What details do we have, Allison?
So it's not up yet, but if you go to WLKF.com, you could register 1:30 on November 7th.
Thank you.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel?
Awesome.
like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 7575 when applying. Avant.com, code 7575. That's Avant.com, code 757.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. At a campaign rally in Mississippi, President Trump tells supporters congressional Democrats are trying to undo the 2016 election.
Yesterday, the Democrats voted to potentially nullify the votes of 63 million Americans, disgracing themselves and bringing shame upon the House of Representatives. They've been plotting to overthrow the election since the moment I won, but the people here that are highly sophisticated know long before I won.
The president says the Democratic-led impeachment probe will backfire on them and lead to a 2020 GOP sweep. As the impeachment inquiry, dealings with Ukraine, moves into the public phase, House Republicans have demanded Democrats immediately release transcripts from the closed-door interviews with witnesses. House Democrats say the release of transcripts may come next week. Meanwhile, White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway says the president should not be impeached, according to GOP lawmakers who have attended the private impeachment depositions.
As some of the Republicans, members of Congress who have been in these secret meetings, have come out and said, I haven't heard anything that's a high crime or misdemeanor. I haven't heard anything that's impeachable to date.
Conway says there's no public appetite for impeachment proceedings. At 2 a.m. local time Sunday, standard time returns across most of the United States, accompanied by the welcome one-night extra hour of sleep before church, correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
With the time shift, it'll be lighter earlier in the morning and darker earlier in the evening. Daylight savings time returns at 2 a.m. local time on Sunday, March 8.
Hawaii, American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and most of Arizona don't observe daylight saving time. No need to change clocks in those places. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced. Free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-7126. 1-800-424-7126.
Airbnb is banning party houses.
The move comes after a deadly shooting at an Airbnb rental in Orinda, California. The woman who rented the home reportedly lied to her Airbnb host, saying she was renting it so her asthmatic family could escape the wildfire smoke. Instead, more than 100 people gathered for a Halloween party. House parties have long been an issue. In July, two people were killed during a party at an Airbnb in Pittsburgh. Airbnb is now expanding manual screening of high-risk reservations. John Scott reporting.
Police on Long Island say an assistant scoutmaster has been arrested for sexually abusing a 12-year-old boy at several Boy Scouts of America retreats and meetings. Nassau County Police say 26-year-old Jonathan Spohr was arrested at his home in North Belmore after an extensive investigation. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Sanford Health, one of the nation's largest health systems, has agreed to pay more than $20 million to resolve kickback allegations stemming from a whistleblower lawsuit filed by two Sanford doctors.
The Justice Department says the lawsuit alleged that the health system based in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, knowingly submitted false claims to federal health care programs for medically unnecessary spinal surgeries. In a statement, Sanford Chief Operating Officer Matt Hawk says the health system denies any liability or wrongdoing. Hawks adds they settled because the $20.25 million amount is far less than litigation and operational disruption.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Gretchen Carlson says when she heard that NBC News was considering letting people out of their non-disclosure agreements involving alleged sexual misconduct of the network, she couldn't help but think of the NDA she signed with Fox News 3 years ago. Carlson says she's hoping one day she can fully tell her story. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
Live from the Fox News Radio Studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. It's going to be a big hour because I'm really looking forward to my bottom-of-the-hour guest. It's going to be Senator Bill Cassidy. It's going to be great. And we also have a special guest in studio. If you're smart enough to be downloading Fox Nation, the app that's taking the world by storm. And please keep in mind, we got the Patriot Awards next Wednesday. The app's going to be streaming that if you can't get to St. Petersburg. We're going to be in Ohio tonight. I'll be in Dayton, Ohio tonight and tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be in South Bend, Indiana. I believe there's a very big college football school around there. I'm trying to get a second source on that. All about Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers, which will be coming out on Tuesday. Meanwhile, before we get to our special guest, and I am pretty excited about this, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
We're under no illusions that it's going to go away just because we kill Baghdadi. It will remain. They will be dangerous. We suspect they will try some form of retribution attack.
Wow. That was General Frank McKenzie going over the Baghdadi takedown and his number two. ISIS threats as the terror group comes to grips with the killing of their two leaders. The new leader pledges revenge. Are we ready for the blowback?
Number two, we don't want to impeach a president. We don't want the reality that a president has done something that is in violation of the Constitution. But this was something that you could not ignore.
Really? Okay. And she says that, of course, on that very serious show, Stephen Colbert's late night show, hypocrisy and insincerity. First, we're told the Dems would not look to impeach unless there was big bipartisan support. There was none. And then we were told this is a somber moment. It's a prayerful moment. Really? A prayerful moment on Stephen Colbert's late night show? Both statements clearly patently false, and I'll prove it.
Number one.
As they called the vote, I have to say that I could feel it, feel sort of goosebumps. I mean, what we're talking about here, yes, they've been conducting the investigation for a month now, but this is a formal vote by the House of Representatives, yes, completely party line, to conduct an informal impeachment inquiry into the President of the United States. It's a moment in history.
Yep, it's here. Impeachment season is here. How will it look? What can we learn from yesterday's vote? They officially launched the circus. That's what I look for. But right now, it's time for this.
Now from Studio 32B, a utility closet tucked away in the sub-basement of Fox.
No.
Not this again. Yes, Chris?
It's not us in a utility closet. We're going to head right into the toilet soon enough anyway, so we might as well start at the top. But we don't start in the utility closet.
Fine. Now from Studio 32B, a palatial soundstage located on the posh executive suite level of Fox News headquarters in New York City. America's original receptive voices.
I'm not a receptive voice. I never have liked that. I think it's a dumb tagline. I'm not a receptive voice.
America's original receptive voices.
No.
It's the Brian and Chris Show.
I got to make it clear to you. The Brian and Chris Show has to go on cable. It has to go on the news channel. We cannot call this the Brian and Chris Show.
America's original receptive voices. It's the Brian and Chris Experience.
Right. And there you had it. Do we even have to talk?
Well, whatever,
that is your opening.
Whatever we do is going to be a disappointment. That, incidentally, that guy, the voice of God, whoever reads that, I have liked him, but he's become increasingly annoying to me as he argues with me. And this is, you know, can I say something? You have misplayed this so badly because we had a wonderful little thing going here.
Yep.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you this. So we're at a big fancy dinner. I'm in
the Hudson Institute honoring Mike Pompeo.
Yes, at the Essex House Hotel on Central Park South in New York. I'm up here for 3 days because I'm anchoring the 3 p.m. And let me tell you, it's too hard. It's too complicated.
Really? You don't like it?
Walk around. They have breaking news. No, I like my little hour Sunday mornings. It's very sedate. It's very thoughtful. But in any case, so we're
by the way, you know that you're saying it's not enough. They haven't offered you enough money to do it.
My agent, we're talking to them about it. But in any case, so we're at this dinner. Imagine, you know, white tablecloths, fancy people. Henry Kissinger is there. Secretary of State Pompeo is there. And we are seated. Well, first of all, we find out at the course of the dinner, I knew that one of our executives, the president of Fox News, was watching this. Now I find out that the chairwoman of Fox News is watching it. And then you, you dope.
What?
We're sitting on either side of Lachlan Murdoch.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than that.
I know.
And you proceed to tell him about this.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Well, because then he then says, well, I've got to watch it. Well, I'm going to do my little Aussie accent, mate. He says, we're going to listen to that.
He doesn't talk like that.
He said something about the throw a shrimp on the barbie.
That is not
true. Then he did his Crocodile Dundee impression. He took his butter knife and said, you think that's a knife? This is a knife.
Right.
I thought it was a little ridiculous because it was a butter knife.
Maybe I don't remember correctly.
But it was good. It had a little bit of authenticity.
But why did I blow it? What's wrong with that?
Because the joy of this is that I never thought anybody was listening. Now, everybody that matters in the world is listening to this thing.
Well, the thing is,
do you think my mocking Lachlan is a good move?
Not yet. Even though you're very secure and no one can, as you have said to me often, you're irreplaceable.
I never said that.
Oh, off camera.
I never said
but
that.
But now that we're on Fox,
I don't even say that to my wife.
Well, here's the thing. Fox Nation is catching fire, and this is lit for a TV show. So a lot of people don't even understand we're on the radio.
No, this is not. We're not doing a TV show in a radio studio. If we do it, it's going to be just like that annoying voice said. It's going to be in a huge executive suite, and we're going to have it's going to be like Regis and Kathy Lee. I've said it to you over and over again.
Right, and we're not going to talk about anything that matters.
No.
Because if it's true,
no,
like Regis and Kathy Lee, it's nothing matters.
It's like Jerry Seinfeld. It's a show about nothing.
Right. I mean, could you ever do a show like that? It's like,
yes.
You could.
I do it with you.
Right. Well, no,
we do it right now.
Could you do a show like, did you hear Orlando Bloom?
Bloom is dating somebody else.
I would love that.
You would love to do that.
Listen, I'm all into the Hadid sisters.
I'll
bet you don't even know their names.
I'm not really. Do you know
the name of the Hadid sisters?
I don't even know.
No, don't look
about.
At your. Don't look.
I know Diamond and Silk.
I love Diamond and Silk. I'm in no way disparaging them. They are not the Hadid sisters. Bella and Gigi.
Okay? Oh, you talking about The Bachelor?
No. The Bachelor.
What did you just... you watch The Bachelor. I will not watch The Bachelor for our
show. I don't
know
what you're talking about. What is The Bachelor?
Allison was trying to help me seem cool and was telling me what you were referring to.
Yes, I don't have any backup here. You have somebody talking in your ear.
Right. And we basically, a lot of them are saying negative things about you. So I'm like fighting off the barbs. Couple of things.
They're not named Barb. It's Gigi and Bella.
Gigi and Bella.
Yes, the Hadid sisters.
What do they do?
They exist and look beautiful.
All right. You could never do it. There's an impeachment going on. The world wants to know what it's going to be. They want to know the future of the next election. And Chris Wallace is going to walk out with a coffee cup and talk about what he had for dinner last night?
Yeah.
That's not a format that you could
have. I did one thing for 50 years. Now I can change.
Right. And know what you would love about it? Lorraine, your wife.
Is that her name?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
She would be able to come on all the time and be the head chef. And that would work with the format.
Yes, it would. We'd have cooking segments with Lorraine.
Right. Who, by the way, has moved on to farming.
Well, yes.
Should I have said that?
Well, no, that's fine. But how did you know it?
I talked to her.
Where? At this fancy dinner?
She likes
where Lachlan was throwing shrimp on the barbie?
she
hello,
likes
mate.
Me. Well, I tell you, it was good. That's as close as I got to hanging out with you. And I wasn't really actually with you. I was with Donald Trump Jr. at the door with Ed Henry. And you were like, you were going to keep walking until you saw Donald Trump Jr.
That's not true. We started talking before. Now that's a lie. And you can't do that on this show. I was talking with you and Ed Henry, and then Donald Trump Jr. walked in.
It wasn't. No, that's not true.
It is true.
With the three of us, I was talking to Donald Trump Jr. You walked in with Lorraine, and then you said hello. You were kind of reluctant. Then you realized this is something pretty important.
Wow. This is going to be exciting TV. Now, was Donald Trump Jr. there before I walked in or after I walked in?
He was. So listen to this. Just to show you the type of person you are, you didn't talk to Ed Henry about what he's doing with breaking news. You asked him about his liver, how he's feeling, and that shows you humanity.
Oh, so this is a compliment. I thought it was going to be a slam.
No, total compliment.
Oh, okay.
And you were really sincere. You said, you know, I know your dad's the president of the United States, and Brian, I know how famous you are, but I want to know about Ed's liver. And that shows your humanity.
It does. I'm very in touch with body parts.
You are. And organs.
I'm very sensitive to various organs.
So,
now, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
And I'm really being serious.
Okay.
How many people on this earth would you give up part of your liver for?
I think there would be a lot of people, especially when I heard it grows back.
Well, but how do you know? I mean, what if the liver doesn't get the memo and now something goes terrible? Let me ask you this.
There's a risk.
Are those people on the curvy couch, would you give up part of your liver for Steve Doocy or Ainsley Earhart? Because I don't think you would.
No, here's the thing. We have to help each other with our organs in order for the show to survive.
No, my feeling is you take care of my organs.
Care
of your organs? I'm not helping you with your organs.
I would give my organ, but I'll say it's a little transactional. If I know that if I have to give a part of my liver or a pancreas, I know that...
No, you can't give your pancreas.
There's only
one of those.
What about a lung?
I don't know. I don't know about it. And so kidney, they would have that's to, like a dime
I know
a dozen.
If something went wrong with me, they would feel obligated to do the same. So it's almost as if I'm looking out for myself.
So I have another question. Yep. You have a driver's license.
Yes.
Are you an organ donor or are you not?
I am. I had this. Have you gotten tried to get a new license lately?
Oh, my God. It is the most complicated
thing
in the world. It is unbelievable. Let me just say, folks, and this is going to be – see, this is the kind of golden, useful information. They have these new IDs, and if you want to go on an airplane, you have to have a new ID, and you have to have it by October 1st of 2020. Do not wait to the final 3 or 4 months because you won't be able to get into your DMV to get it. You got to get it now.
Right. It took me 4 or 5 visits, by the way, to get it right. And
are you serious?
Yeah, four or
you
five.
You didn't get it in the first time.
I did not get it the first time.
I was
always forgetting something. I had to have a bill. You have to have a Social Security card, another form of ID. I don't have a Social Security card. I had to wait for it to come in the mail. When it came in the mail, I go down there. Plus, I got to get home in time to get there to wait long enough. I had to wait there where they locked the doors because they couldn't get through who they had the motor vehicle, but they couldn't accept any new people. So I was beyond late.
So I have to say that other than moderating the third presidential debate, and, you know, I did the Clinton-Trump debate in October of 2016.
As good as it gets.
80 million people.
But
other than that, this was the most nervous I've ever been in my life because I didn't want to do it twice. And I had all kinds of people helping me. I mean, I had a staff. Everybody was trying to get me things. I was as nervous as a cat. I went down there. I got up the first time. I said to the guy, I said, you know, I had a lot of resources. Most people don't. How many people are rejected? He said 50% of the people who come in we reject. I'm telling you,
yeah,
start now.
It's
true. If you're like Brian, it's going to take it two or three
times.
So
I'm going to build off what you said.
Okay.
Motor vehicle gives me an idea of what socialism is. When you give people a lack of incentives,
Oh, my God. Why is this?
No, but this is what – and I'm thinking about Medicare for all. So I fear that I need – okay, I decide to give this organ to one of my co-hosts. By the time I go through the system and sign out the forms and a bunch of people don't care of me and doctors aren't getting paid enough, that's what sinks the whole system.
Yes, and you know what will happen
then? Vehicle.
Then your organ will be given to Stuart Varney.
Exactly.
And you hate Stuart Varney.
Don't hate him, but we disagree on things.
No, would you give an organ for him? Absolutely not.
It's on a different channel. And if he, you know...
It's Fox.
Right.
It's Fox Business versus Fox News. Wow.
But I'm going to segue. This is with part of Magic on the Show.
Oh, okay.
Do you know that Fox News got a hold of Elizabeth Warren's Medicare for All plan?
I do. And it's $52 trillion.
Are we kidding?
Who would have thought that Bernie was, I hate to talk politics, but it's true, is a bargain at $32 trillion. And here's the beauty part. Elizabeth Warren says, taxes aren't going to go up on any middle-class people. We're going to tax the rich even more. We're going to tax financial transactions anymore. It's bull.
And just like it's bull, fracking stops tomorrow. So we know that the oil and gas industry will not be happy if any Democrat emerges from that stage outside Joe Biden. The fracking ends tomorrow. Oil and gas is brought to its knees. Law enforcement not supported. And Medicare for All shows the quality goes down. And Joe Manchin said it right yesterday. He said, Bernie, we can't even afford to pay for the people on Medicare now. How are we supposed to make it available for the whole country? Back with more on Chris Wallace in just a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Are you tired of the nightmare of trading in a market that feels rigged? Don't you just want to see your account balance grow and not feel so anxious about every single trade? Well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. The Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. If consistent weekly income and spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, then you've got to check out this real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about this. Even if you've been lazy and unlucky in the past, let me prove to you how the Money Press will work for you. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Hi, Bill O'Reilly here. My new book, The United States of Trump, is an instant bestseller, and here's why. It explains why the president is the most controversial chief executive in modern American history. Donald Trump reveals himself in the book and says things to me he's not said to anyone else. If you want to handicap whether the president will be reelected or not, The United States of Trump is the book for you. Hope you check it out.
Sponsored by Henry Holt.
Are you or a loved one struggling to hear despite using hearing aids? It might be time to ask a doctor about cochlear implants.
My cochlear implant gave me access to the sounds that I've been missing. Back to being me, and I'm unstoppable.
Cochlear implants are routinely covered by Medicare and most private insurance plans for those who meet the health plan criteria. Ready to be unstoppable? Call 833-700-HEAR to learn more and find a doctor near you. Again, that's 833-700-HEAR.
Sponsored by Cochlear.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He was a boy from Oklahoma who captured the hearts of Yankee fans the world over from 1951 to 1968 and helped win 7 World Series titles. On March 1st, 1969, Mickey Mantle announced his retirement from baseball.
To think that the Yankees are retiring my number 7 with numbers 3, 4, and 5 tops off everything that I could ever wish for. I've often wondered how a man who knew he was going to die could stand here and say that he was the luckiest man in the world. But now I think I know how Lou Gehrig felt. It's been a great honor. I'll never forget it. God bless you all, and thank you very much.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We actually have a treaty with the Ukraine to root out corruption. And this is one of the problems for the Democrats. If you would impeach President Trump over leveraging Ukraine on their aid, you would have to impeach Vice President Joe Biden. They're in a hell of a pickle on this rhetorically.
Okay. Matt Schlappin there. He runs the things at CPAC, and he was on CNN this morning. He's a free agent to do that. Chris Wallace is here. He cannot go on CNN. And you're not unhappy about that, right?
No, listen, you know, all these people, let me just put this very clearly. If you ever hear that I've left because I want to spend more time with my family, I don't want to spend more time with my family. I want to be here. I want to work. I want to get paid. The last thing I want to do is spend more time. I went out on Halloween because I'm up here in New York with 4 of my grandchildren, and actually that got ugly because one of them is a 13-month-old, Jack Wallace, and we were going around this apartment building, and he's getting lots of candy. And I said to my son, his father, I want him to have some candy. I want him to – he's never enjoyed Halloween before. No. Oh, no, we can't give him sugar. Let me tell you, this kid, you talk about human rights abuses. My grandson, Jack Wallace, he's not allowed to have any sugar. They don't have any screen time because they said it makes you stupid. By the time I was 13 months old, I had watched – probably 1,000 hours of television. There wasn't screens like iPads or iPhones, but I had done, and I'm okay. Sort of.
So that's interesting. That so you're like, you want your kids to take their hands off the reins a little.
Yes. I was going to say something inappropriate. They are much too strict with my grandchildren.
Let me ask you. I know you wrote in your book, your parents are a little bit hands-off. You had a lot of freedom, like most people did in that era. Do you notice your kid? Do you spend a lot of time with your kids?
Yes.
Growing up, you did.
Oh, growing up? Yeah.
No, when they were growing up, yeah.
Yes.
Of course. You did? Okay.
Yes.
So did they?
I was the White House correspondent. I was in Washington.
So you were able to at least see them at back to school night and things like that, you know, go meet their teachers.
Why do you say things like that? Why do you want to hurt me?
No, because I think as a grandparent, you can correct some of the things as a parent. And are you doing
that? No, here's what I'd like to correct. I'd like my children not to, you know, be stormtroopers. I mean, they're like something out of Star Wars. It's ridiculous.
So I got to tell you something, full circle. Yesterday I was doing an interview for Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers. And
what is that?
The brand new book out on Tuesday. I'm probably going to be at the Power Player at some point.
Who wrote
this fall. I did.
Oh.
Have you read it?
No, it's out on Tuesday. How could I have read it? Send me a galley?
So I was.
Did you send me an early copy of it?
No,
you sent me a reviewer's copy.
Because you know when they said.
Incidentally, let's see for a second here. Whose blurbs are on here? Brad Thor, Marcus Luttrell, Douglas Brinkley. Well, he's serious. Jay Winnix, DeVries. I don't see me. You didn't ask me for a blurb.
You know what? I just thought it might look self-serving since I'm going to be the power player at some point. They're going to be like,
No. I made you the power player in the George
and
Washington.
And it caused a lot of problems?
Yes, it did.
So
because everybody at Fox was writing a book. I would never have any other power player.
You could just say Brian Special and let the, you know, case closed.
If you want to come be on the panel and over-prepare like you did the last time, I will promote your book.
What about if I co-host? Co-host Fox on Sunday?
No. It's a solo act.
So, Chris, full circle?
The Brian Chris Show, you can.
I'm not even sure about that, actually. I was asked how I got interested in history.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I really thought about it. The first time I was interested in history, watching your dad host biography.
Yes.
And one was on Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yes.
And to actually see the video of this mythical figure and your dad going over it, that's when I first got interested. So I owe you a thank you.
Okay.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Well, that's
hey,
it.
That's
it.
That's
it. And now we're done?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's
Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Talk. Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
While they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth, they are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just pure stupidity.
We have a good deploy, and the sunshield's closing out. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. They were having a wedding last Saturday at the New England Pentecostal Church in Pelham, New Hampshire, when a man with a gun came in and opened fire, shooting the bride, wounding the bishop, and hitting the groom on the head with the gun. The gunman was tackled by wedding guests. The motive for the shooting isn't certain, but here's what's known. Earlier this month, a minister at the same church, Luis Garcia, was shot and killed in nearby Londonderry. Police charged Brandon Castiglione with that shooting. Garcia's funeral was scheduled to be held in the church after the wedding. The groom who was hit with the gun was Mark Castiglione, the father of Brandon, who's charged with killing Garcia. The man who opened fire at the church has been identified as Dale Holloway. Holloway is Luis Garcia's stepson. Police are working to sort this all out.
Whether there is, in fact, a clear connection between these two events, that is something we're trying to put together.
With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
The more you'll know.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Well, I think what's important, the most important thing for the American people to realize and understand is no one is above the law. We don't want to impeach a president. We don't want the reality that a president has done something that is in violation of the Constitution. But this was something that you could not ignore.
That was Speaker Pelosi on with that hard-hitting journalist, Stephen Colbert. She had no choice but to prayerfully and sadly push forward with impeachment. And if you are sad and you need to pray, going to a late-night comedy show is a certainly way to show it. Senator Cassidy is here, and he's seen a lot of chicanery in his life. He left the medical profession to try to get back to his country, and I'm sure you're shaking your head every day. The senator from Louisiana in person, Dr. Bill Cassidy, I should say, is in the House. Senator, what is your take on the, my words, phony sincerity of Speaker Pelosi, or am I being too harsh?
It was foreordained that they were going to. It was foreordained they were going to find some sort of impeachment. When the headline in the Post on the day the president was inaugurated says the push to impeach Trump has begun, this is like before he's taken the oath of office. Then they were looking for something. Now you can't say that because that seems such a cynical political ploy. But therefore you mask it however you mask it. But it's certainly, I think that's the way it comes across to many American people.
So, Senator, when you guys had that vote in the Senate where Senator Lindsey Graham put a vote and just said, let's just do the in support of what? What was that actually for? What would that symbolize where you got 50 votes and only Murkowski, Collins, and Romney decided not to?
That was the one where he's asking for, there's a specific letter he sent. He wanted a process that was open and reflective. I'm blanking just a little bit on the exact lettering.
You're not going to impeach him. It was like, we're not looking to impeach the president. Just so you know, House.
Yes.
We don't like the process so far, and we're not going to impeach him. And has anything changed?
No, it hasn't. She just mentioned there was no apparent constitutional violation. We can say there may have been poor judgment, but I'm not sure we can say there's a high crime and a misdemeanor. And what we can also say is that there is an opportunity cost. So we're focused on this. It's great. The media loves it, and everybody
wants to. I actually don't love it.
I know you don't, but believe me, you watch mainstream media. But what we're not going to be doing is addressing the things that the American people want addressed. How do we lower the drug cost of prescription medications? How do we address surprise medical billing? What do we do about paid family leave? That's going to be swept away because we're going to be spending something time on this, a push that began the day the president was inaugurated.
Which is very frustrating because outside Washington, where you spend a lot of your time, they don't care really nearly as much as people think they do. And I'm telling you, USMCA would really do a lot for this country. And what's so frustrating is you agree to pass it, you just won't vote on it. They actually made the changes the Democrats wanted. Mexico and Canada came and lobbied for the president's plan. And the Democrats can honestly say they got their fingerprints on it because they changed some of it. And your eyes are closed.
Yeah,
it's so frustrating.
It is incredibly frustrating. My farmers in Louisiana, but you mentioned farmers anywhere, want the USMCA signed. If you're a union member in Midwest and the Mideast, then this works for you. And you can tell that Lighthizer kind of crafted it in a way that would benefit those union members. And theoretically, Democrats care about those folks. But it's not being signed. We can go down the list of good things that are in the USMCA, but it's not getting passed. So it is frustrating. There is an opportunity cost of going through political processes for political purposes, and that's one of the opportunity costs.
How many spending bills do you still have to pass? I know you only passed four.
Yeah, so we still, the big ones we have to do are Department of Health, HHS, Health and Human Services, and then Defense. And so far, Democrats have voted against taking up defense. And sure, eventually they'll be funded, but the military wants the certainty. They can let contracts as opposed to continuing programs that are outdated, but under the previous legislation have to be continued. They can't let a contract for the entire year. They have to kind of, all that uncertainty drives up costs, drives down efficiency, makes our military less capable. I wish they would let it pass.
So I got to bring you to another area of your expertise, and that's medical.
Yep.
It turns out if you look at the stage of the debate stage for the Democrats, they all want Medicare for all outside Joe Biden. He wants to put $700 billion to fixing Obamacare. But guess who wants to spend $52 trillion for Medicare for all? Elizabeth Warren has finally done the math. $52 trillion for a program that it works for the people that have it, but most of them need supplements for doctors like you to be able to have a thriving practice. $52 trillion, what are we getting?
So first, we're going to get a bankrupt Medicare system because Medicare is going bankrupt right now in 8 years. You're going to put 150 more million people in it, a program going bankrupt in 8 years, which means, Brian, that Medicare for all will be Medicare for none. The second thing we know is that under previous analysis, they estimated a $32 trillion effect. You'd have to double individual tax rates, double corporate tax rates, and cut provider reimbursement, and you still don't pay for it. Now, if your local hospital, you're in a rural area, for example, is having a hard time making ends meet with its current revenue stream, if you take everybody in commercial insurance, take away their commercial insurance and put them on Medicare, your hospital goes out of business. One more thing, 34% of Americans on Medicare are in Medicare Advantage programs. As best as I can tell, Elizabeth wants to do away with those Medicare Advantage programs as well. If you're one of those 34% of seniors on MA, you've lost.
Here's what Senator Joe Manchin said about Bernie Sanders' plan, which just cost $36 trillion.
If you'd indulge me on this, the Bernie Sanders thing, would you support his agenda?
Absolutely not. Bernie and I have had many conversations. I think that Bernie brings a lot to the table, makes you think a little bit, kind of gets the blood going and stirring and everything, but it's not practical where I come from. Bernie keeps saying Medicare for all. I said, Bernie, we can't even pay for Medicare for some. I says, right now the trust fund's going to go broken by 2026, and these are people who paid into it and earned it. Now you want to expand it. What happens? So it doesn't make sense at all.
Senator, I mean, he's a Democrat, and he's just trying to bring some sobriety and practicality to these candidates. He has raised $23 million for his candidacy, maybe more. When are we going to get – and you're a doctor. Do you feel an obligation to speak out about this? Because most people – and you mentioned the word doctor. They don't see Republican.
So the other thing about it is you have to have an alternative. Now, right now, the left wants to take the insurance that you want away from you. You're a union member. You've negotiated for good insurance. Boom, it's gone. Doesn't matter. You're a senior on MA. Doesn't matter. Boom, it's gone. Now, Republicans are actually promoting that the patient have the power, that we actually give the patient the power of price transparency, the power to choose the plan that works for her as the one that's forced upon her, making her pay a penalty if she doesn't buy it. I like to say that whereas Republicans want the patient to have the power, Democrats want government to have power over the patient. Now, I just as a doctor know if the patient has the power, it's a lot better for the patient than if the government has power over you. So let's just have that debate. I look forward to it.
And one thing you do is not only you give them back in the country, you go actually go into public service for the reason you don't get to be rich. You're as successful as a doctor. You co-founded the Greater Baton Rouge Community Clinic, a clinic providing free dental and health care to working uninsured. So you're seeing the people. You see their struggles. They're not a number. They're people. I understand if this is correct. You created a private-public partnership to vaccinate 36,000 Greater Baton Rouge area children against hepatitis B at no cost to the schools or parents. How did you do that?
So, first, you know, you got to recognize why are children not getting vaccinated? That's because mamas are working and children are in school. So for the child to get vaccinated with hepatitis B, which is three shots, even if you do one over the summer, typically the child is missing 2 days of school and the mom's missing 3 days of work. If you kind of have that mindset, then you're going to bring the vaccine to the child. We put together a public-private partnership. Congress had passed a bill called the Vaccines for Children's Act, and we're able to do it through that public-private partnership. A market, I didn't get paid for it, but still it was kind of an innovative program that others copied. Now, the bad thing about government is that typically you put in a way to do it, and that's the way it's always done. Think of the Veterans Administration Hospital. Very difficult to make changes in the VA. And yet healthcare is so dynamic. We've got future changes coming up. My daughter had a rash Friday night. I called a friend of mine who's a dermatologist, FaceTimed. He looked at the rash through the FaceTime, said, Bill, this is what your daughter needs. He called it in. By the next morning, her rash is treated. That's technology. Government is going to be very slow to the game in adopting that sort of technology, that which the market would expand. Boom, just like that.
And also biotech. I mean, we need these people to be inventing medicines. I love the fact there's a capitalistic entity to vaccinations and cures to diseases, and people get rich off them. I love it. We want to incentivize investment into these areas, don't we?
I love it.
And aren't we worried about that going away?
I was just told by a reporter, so this is secondhand, that some on the Democratic side in the House of Representatives are saying if we could just make drugs less affordable, maybe we could stop having some innovation if the price of innovation is high-priced drugs. I thought to myself, you've not had a loved one die from HIV. You've not had a loved one die from incurable cancer or a parent die from Alzheimer's. Because if you've had somebody you love die from HIV, you want innovation. And you understand you may occasionally pay more than you want to. And by the way, I'm all about lowering drug costs. But there is a price for innovation. And if we're going to continue to do things like cure HIV, cancer, and Alzheimer's, you're going to have a reward for investors. That's just the way it works. If you don't want to cure cancer, HIV, and Alzheimer's, you can have lower drug prices.
Senator Cassidy, finally, there's something you're working on that was featured on 60 Minutes, CBS Sunday Morning, I should say, same network. You and your wife are helping out, and you're helping out with those with dyslexia. You've been doing it since 2013. Here's a little from that feature, Cut 32.
Laura Cassidy's daughter, Kate, failed reading in the first grade.
She couldn't learn the alphabet, not just writing it, but also saying it, but also reading it.
In 2013, Dr. Cassidy opened the Louisiana Key Academy, a public charter school in Baton Rouge just for dyslexic students.
If you're dyslexic and your family doesn't have money, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't get what you need.
So absent a school like this, what happens to these kids?
There's diminished high school graduation, diminished entry into college and college graduation, and we know that there's the number of people with dyslexia that are incarcerated.
A fact that led Dr. Cassidy to this Louisiana maximum security prison. And that led, just recently, to an astonishing finding.
Of the prisoners that we screened and tested, we found that over 50% had dyslexia.
Over 50%?
Over.
So more than half.
More than half.
Wow. And you've taken it from there.
Yes. So take 20% of the people listening to us, Brian, are dyslexic. 20% of the people listening. And it has a genetic component, which means that your child or your grandchild may have it as well. Now, if someone cannot read, their future is diminished. That same segment had a segment about a woman who's now teaching at MIT. She was dyslexic. She struggled as a child, but got the intervention she needed. Now she's at MIT. Then they interviewed a fellow in a Louisiana prison who did not get the intervention from a very poor background. My wife tested him. His IQ is very high, but he can't read. He's incarcerated. We got a choice in society. We can either help build social capital by making charter schools or some other arrangement where kids can get their dyslexia accommodated for, or we can just write some people off. And by golly, we shouldn't write anybody off.
Well, great, but unbelievable. Two laudable programs in what you're doing now is special. And lastly, do you agree that should Trump win and the Republicans keep the Senate, that if you guys are going to come up with a plan, somehow you have to get Democrats on board?
Absolutely.
In the creation, because if they don't, if they're not invested, we're going to be spinning our wheels again.
Absolutely. But let me just say that I have 20 different pieces of legislation right now that are designed to lower health care costs, lower drug costs, or otherwise give patients the power. And I've got co-sponsors from the other party on all of those 20 pieces. So there's actually a large common ground that we can move towards. The left has acknowledged Obamacare has problems. They want to replace it for Medicare for all. That's not going to happen if we have President Trump and a Republican Senate. But what we can replace it with is something where the patient knows the cost of an X-ray before she gets the X-ray done, as opposed to getting a surprise medical bill 6 weeks later. We can change that. That's what we're working on.
I hope so. That and immigration. But lastly, Axios has this story that there's fear amongst Republicans that they could lose everything. They could lose the White House and the Senate. Now with impeachment in the uncharted waters, what's the buzz at the cafeteria and at the gym amongst Republicans?
Well, clearly Democrats are making a political play. As we mentioned earlier, it's been foreordained that they were going to impeach the president. They've just been looking for an excuse, and we'll see how it goes. Right now they're selectively leaking things, and so if you look at polls, people are being persuaded by that. But the president will make his case, and like the gentleman who just testified said, listen, yes, I heard the phone call, but I did not think anything illegal was occurring. So as that gets out. On the other hand, we have an economy which is booming, with record low unemployment for you name the category of Americans. Whether it's African-Americans, women, veterans, the disabled, high school dropouts, record low unemployment. And so if we want that, then that's where we should go. If we want somebody who plays upon resentment, then probably we'll end up going to the left.
Elizabeth Warren says, the day I take over, I stop fracking. And you as part of the Energy Committee, great, fantastic. No more natural gas. It makes absolutely no sense. Senator, always great to see you. You're making such a difference on a daily basis, and hope people get their heads together in Washington. America's getting tired of it, and no one blames you. Back in a moment to finish it up, Senator Bill Cassidy, thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers, hear it first, only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Dermatology office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my appointment. I was thinking about injections for my wrinkles.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a serum that visibly shrinks my wrinkles and flattens my under eye bags. And it works in 10 minutes.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Plexaderm. It works on wrinkles, crow's feet, and even the 11 lines between your eyes. And it lasts for hours.
I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Plexaderm.com. And if you haven't tried our award-winning serum, get ready to see a younger you. Plexaderm's key ingredient is derived from natural shale clay. Once applied, your skin tightens and firms, rapidly reducing the appearance of under-eye bags and wrinkles. And while we offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, we know all it takes is 10 minutes to see results. So take the Plexaderm.com 10-minute challenge and get up to 50% off plus free shipping. Dial 1-800-360-2351. That's 1-800-360-2351. Or visit Plexaderm.com.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Hi, Bill O'Reilly here. My new book, The United States of Trump, is an instant bestseller, and here's why. It explains why the president is the most controversial chief executive in modern American history. Donald Trump reveals himself in the book and says things to me he's not said to anyone else. If you want to handicap whether the president will be reelected or not, The United States of Trump is the book for you. Hope you check it out.
Sponsored by Henry Holt.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, hope to see you in person tonight in Dayton, Ohio, WHIO Studios. Go to BrianKilmeade.com, find out where I'll be next week, all about Oklahoma and Texas. Also, you could find out about the whole tour. I'll be going away for, I think, the next 5 years. So go to BrianKilmeade.com for that. And Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers, I'll be signing in South Bend on Saturday. Then it's home Sunday morning. So let's get to More to Know.
More to Know.
So get this. Halloween's over, but guess what has already taken place? Parents have stolen the candy from their kids. Parents steal, on average, a third of their kids' Halloween candy. Yesterday, you went trick-or-treating. Am I right, Allison? Did you actually steal any candy from your son?
I did not in an
I'll be honest, we actually didn't make a trick-or-treating because I went to his school for the parade and everything, and then he didn't want to put on his costume, and it was sort of rainy. And he's only 2.5, so he's not going to miss it this year. So we are not the parents of the year. But we probably would have stolen his candy if we did go trick-or-treating.
All right, how about this then? Less than half of the U.S. children are getting enough sleep on school nights. The study goes on to suggest that children who are able to get enough sleep are much more likely to display a positive outlook, do better in grades. Their children will flourish. 49,050 kids were collected their data between 2016 and 2017. And these kids between 6 and 17 years old are not sleeping enough.
Do they blame it on cell phones? Too much screen time and it makes you too wired?
I think school starts too early. Respondents answered questions regarding how many hours children in their household usually slept on average weekend nights. Sufficient sleep is 9 hours per weeknight. Does your son get that?
Most nights.
Yeah, he does. I don't.
Are you tired of the nightmare of trading in a market that feels rigged? Don't you just want to see your account balance grow and not feel so anxious about every single trade? Well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. The Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. If consistent weekly income and spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, then you've got to check out this real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about this. Even if you've been lazy and unlucky in the past, let me prove to you how the Money Press will work for you. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time guns on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.